Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night special. We are with you. What a night it's going to be. We got so much high energy in the MIA. Unbelievable. Y'all know Monday night football is here. Everything's here. It's high power. That's why I said, oof. But before we get started, much love to all y'all out there. Today's program going to be deep because I know y'all watch. See, they all made it where you can watch football and talk. I said, look at this. They can do everything, all things possible, as they tell us. I said, well, we're going to do it, but I seen this weekend death and rejuvenation. So it was a beautiful weekend of how life goes. We are going to see a lot more as we stay afloat on this planet. But today's program, oh, my goodness, I picked a good night, Monday night. All you out there listening, get ready. You can have your football on because you know your team has already played. You just chilling. Listen up while you chill. You can listen to Peyton Manning and all the rest of them while you're watching the game. Guess what? You can listen to the Dry Bones Connection today. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We're going to make it happen. We hope to get many of you across the country. I know It's a short note, but this show going to be, I bet you it'll be repodcast. We got some great information for you. Much love to my brother, Brother Campbell, Charles Campbell. We got to come up with new alternatives, obviously. And we're going to do a monthly, him coming on, giving us all the new technology that's out there, that is being put out there, that is able to help you, especially the urbanites, things, just in case, you know, alternative energy, solar power, generators. We're going to be starting to get into all that now because it's that time. I told you Drive On Connection was going to start to connect. Much love to my sister, Sister Kim Weston. Hope to get you on. I want you here in South Florida, Blue Jean Blues. I'm making it happen. I'm calling out. We're going to do a Motown review. Get with me. I gave you the band. You've seen the band. We know what we do. Boom. We're going to make it happen as well. We're going to do some things. Because 2024 is going to be magical. Get ready. Because I'm reading a book because I like to know our adversaries. I said, let me see what the adversary, regardless of what the color of the adversary, it's still an adversary. And the fact that many of you don't know these words, obviously, like Satan. Satan don't mean nothing what you might believe. All it is means adversary. Satan is an adversary. That's all. Just think about it on the word level. And then the definition of the word, and quit looking at physical manifestations. Because that's what they're getting us with. So let's just say that they got us caught up on some words. So I'm reading something because I tell you, we keep it moving. Life go on until I hit the grave and be Anubis in the nighttime. But right now, we're going to kick it right now while we're in the land of the living. Now, I'm reading this book that we played before you. I said, all roads lead to Rome. And Brother Joseph L., great job. Love you, brother, doing some good traveling. You traveling, brother. You traveling. I want you to look up some documentaries that you're over there. I'm going to say it right now on live air, just in case somebody able to get to relay him. Look up Benedict the 14th Bull of December 1741. If you can find that, because you're doing a Vatican tour, I'm going to give you another one. Trambini, that's T-A-M-B-U-R-I-N-I, the Jesuits. Look for him. If you can find them, please come back to the program. I gave you two keys to what everything y'all be talking about. Now, the book that we're reading is The Engineer Core of Hell. This was the secret. Remember I played that tape along about the Jesuits saying that it was a secret book? Well, I got the book. Oh, my goodness gracious. And today's program is based off this book. That's why it's called The Land. And remember, I told you etymology, because that's all you in the temple days know. We had to know them definitions. Oh, my goodness. And so them definitions, etymology, the word was Slavitude. This in their own books, because they speak in Latin. These books had to be retranslated into the French, because Voltaire and them is in this book. They part of The Engineer Corps of Hell. I got the book. It's called The Constitution of the Company of Yeshua, Jesus. We're going to get deep today. It's Monday Night Football, baby. We got high energy in Miami Gardens. Y'all know about Miami Gardens, baby. It's coming up. Y'all get ready. Jazz in the Garden will be here in March. So those who got money or still will have money, better come on in, baby. They about to party hard as they normally do. But we got to get deeper into what's really going on. I said, wait a minute. Now, the book is called The Secret Monitor, but it's in Latin. And I played it for you a bunch of times on this program, I said, I know they must ain't looked at the book, okay? Nobody mentioned this. Now, Abraham Lincoln, who they've been talking about for years, Abraham Lincoln was mentioning them, that he hated the Jesuits. He mentioned them. He couldn't stand them. So the word was in this book. I said, man, they're using Latin. It was translated from unbelievable stuff. Now here's what's Slavic too. The word Slav should be your key. And then y'all on Facebook showing your own history of you got to beat them. I just read before I go on the program, I just take a swipe at the knowledge level. And I go through, and I'm not that bright. And I said, let me see what everybody. And I'm like, well, black folks, you putting up the Black Knights. Now we got people saying it. We was in Scotland, yeah, Ireland, and everything. And I'm like, no shit, Sherlock. That means if you was on there, then they learned from you. See how you condemn your own self? You wonder why this is happening. By the end of this program, you will see. Now, I'm going to read the definition. Now, listen to this definition of what they call it, slavitude, that came out of Latin. It says a special form of unending slavery in which you have the freedom to quit your job with obsessive employers. I'm just going to stop right there. Now, is that not everybody in America? It says another form. It's not chattel no more. It's beyond chattel. It's in Latin. This like transforms itself into, that's why y'all be saying spells. This word is a spell word here, buddy and sisters. It says transforming, but it really is chattel slavery. Like, well, damn, they made a new word. Where you got the right to quit from an abusive employer, but are too financially strained and overworked to find another job. I said, holy shit, this got to be unreal. It's unreal. I said, wait a minute. This is almost every goddamn person I know. I mean, I said, well, damn, how is that? What kind of word is it? You talking about a spell word? And I got out the book. I told you, I look up witchcraft. See, I don't think it's witchcraft. I think it's great craft. Hey, y'all call it witch, but y'all, you know, that's the Salem witch hunt. That's why you call it witchcraft. That's all that's about. And it's the great crusades where they were killing witches and warlocks. But then you got a senator in Georgia named Warlock. We about to get deep, and they want to burn down Martin Luther King. Didn't I tell you? I vindicated. I feel so good. I got a V. And it may be at my mouth. I don't know where it's at. But right now, we're about to get deep up in here. We told you. See, that's why I call it a dry bone. See, and I also want you to know something, right? I called that, and they called that. It wasn't me. Because for the first time, we can connect around the world. I don't need immediate family no more, like Jesus' story. See, I can go now and get everybody who is on the same wavelength. Like, man, that's amazing. And they don't even be family from actual blood. That's why they gave you that Jesus story. It's such an unbelievable story. But we're going to get deep into this later. Now here, let's finish this definition here. I said, too financially strained, overworked to find another job. Boy, that's deep. Becoming increasingly common in the Western economy. I said, damn, why they pick the West? Because that's where the last Babylon at. Now I said, wow, that's deep. I said, the Western economy and society where employees are disposable. I said, goddamn AI. I knew AI. I said, oh, shit. Uh-oh. Ain't no other time frame where you're more disposable at this time. Even though it happened before, everything under the sunshine. That's what we let you know. Nothing's new under the Helios. I said, well, damn. They're pulling the same stunt. They're going to use AI now to do this Latin magic word of Slavic too. Now, we're going to get deep. I told you. I ain't going to play with you. I knew it was Monday night, and y'all ain't watching that no way because y'all don't like the Dolphins. Oh, only in Miami. I forgot about that one. Now, let's get back to where we really need to be. It says, I said, well, that's, let me look up the Western. So I started looking up stuff. I said, wow, this is really connected. Look what it says now. It's a society where employees are disposable and so can be abused mentally and worked to death. I said, God damn. And wage increase have not kept up with inflation. I said, what? What? If that ain't magic, I don't know what is. To have a word in an ancient secret book called the Secret Monitor. Go look it up, everybody. I don't have to make up nothing no more. Life too short to lie. Now, I said, wait a minute. How are they going to put this together? This is the definition. Now, I'm reading their definition of this. It says, now, this is modern day. They went into modern terminology with this definition. I said, wow, this really has transformed. It says, first definition, person. See, now, as I was say, person, place, and thing. It says, dude, you should really quit your job. They treat you like crap. How many of y'all heard that before? Person two, yeah, they do, but I can barely make rent, and jobs are scarce. Now, that's in your zip code. And jobs look like they ain't scarce, but guess who's going to take your job first? Immigration. Those of you in Chicago who voted for your own demise, we said this on the show. Y'all been on this program. We told you black folks going to vote for their own demise without a doubt. You've been programmed to go against your own self. Who would vote people who can't go to Martha Vineyards? I'm sorry, Martha Stewart, Martha Vineyards, same shit. You can't go to Martha Stewart Vineyards and get bust right away, and that didn't wake you up at all. You still loyal. So, hey, get ready. Get ready. I'm trying to warn you. Now, let's go further. I said, well, damn. If that ain't America, then I find out when I started going into Rome again. Did y'all know they had, while you watching COP28 and shit, they all together, that whole group. I'll show you how dumb people are. The group that held the summit was Saudi Arabia, and they are producers of oil, which you claim in the Green Deal America is evil. But you at they pavilion, eating their food, everything. And you're going to come to these dummies in America, the other walking dead now. I don't care how much money you got. You really ain't got no money, but that's what you want to believe. That's fine. That's called virtual reality. That's why they're going to put Bitcoin on it, because you into virtual reality. Anytime your money is fiat and you don't realize what fiat means and you just don't care about no land, no gold, no silver, no nothing, but you love fiat. So you know. They know, if I know, and I ain't that bright, you know that they know. And I'm going to say, who knows, in a little bit, before we bring on the bones here. Now, I said, well, damn. They got a meeting there with the Vatican. The Pope gave the meeting. They gonna name this stuff. They already started. The idea was to keep you stuck in Slavic too, not slave, but Slavic too. That's what it's called. I said, damn. Then it goes on, they had a meeting called the Council for Inclusive Capitalism. Held, I said, what the? Ain't no news coverage on it. Thank goodness for knowledge flowing to and fro on earth in the book of Job. See, that book is a galactic book. If you don't know this by now, you could never come out nobody's womb thinking this shit up. This is propagandized. You are not. Look up Edward Bernays. If you don't believe, in propaganda, you got to be already under propaganda. That's how this works. You don't even. Yes, you've been brainwashed since you came out the womb, everybody. You have been given a curriculum that you did not create. Pan-Africanism. I'm going to black folks first, always. First shall be the last, and the last shall be the first, and you first. How the hell are you going to tell people that you went to, most of y'all went to school. Even if you didn't finish school, you went to early indoctrination, period. Africanism. You went to a white academic college who people was paid by eugenicists. You was financed by not the Rothschilds. That's a lie. It's Goldman Sachs. I looked this up. Goldman Sachs controls all bonds here, baby. So all y'all under this belief system, throw it away. You know, even though I love the academic world because knowledge is key. And our people definitely perish for lack of knowledge. That's a damn truth. You are not even paying attention to your own kids. Your kids are can't read good. Many, I ain't said all y'all. It's a remnant. Of course, it's going to be a remnant that don't go with this bullshit. But the masses of our people will not even try to come up with another curriculum. If you're so hateful of the one you're in, you got time to change before servitude from the Council of Inclusiveness. Now, let me go further. The New World Order, whatever has been mentioned, you don't heard the New World Order from every leader now. Every leader said New World Order to us as a people. You ain't had one church sit down and explain the New World Order. You ain't had none of your politicians, especially the black ones. They ain't trying to explain the New World Order at all. But it's said by all presidents as of lately. That's strange right there. Even Europe. Now, I'll give you the news everywhere because people call me from everywhere. Man, the New World Order has already taken over 3/4 of the earth already. If Brazil, who got the highest concentration of real African people from shipping over from that easy route, that's the easiest route of all to go first. You see what's going on? They about to give all their children the COVID shot. I said, well, damn. What kind of people who claim to be pro-black, pan-Africanism, that's what I'm going after y'all today. Y'all, according to what, see, that's why y'all don't like Charles White and all them people. Charles White, please come on the Dry Bones. You'll be a hero. See, they don't want to hear, that's why they all pretend to love all these so-called black leaders. And yet, y'all let my man, you know, you going to tell me the Boulay was never told to y'all by anybody. Nobody told. Steve Coakley told it. You get nothing for telling the truth to people who are haters of the facts. Haters of it. Because they ego over narcissism level. By creating these social medias, they have created Frankenstein narcissists. Oh, yeah, we about to get deep. See, you don't think. See, you're not even controlling the internet, black people, talking to you folks. Got all the signs are behind it, but you ain't controlling it. But yet you on here giving out all your information. I mean, everything. Where you at? We got to know where in the gym. The fuck I need to know when you in the gym. If I see you out there, I'm going to say, he must be in the gym. I got to know everything that you do. Now, I don't even care about what you do, but guess who do? How do I know that? It's right in your face. Get ready. I told you I'm about to put it on everybody because it's my night football. You know what this thing has done? This meeting they had that they put the one, so they gave you the crazy meeting where anybody with sizzle say, why are they giving a meeting with Saudi Arabia, the oil producers, if they want Green Deal? The real deal was this money game they played. Let me tell you what they're going to do so you can see how it's factual. So you can look at it. I want you to because if you were to give me money based on facts, I'd be rich by now. National sovereignty. They got together and said, this is what they said now. They even mentioned Henry Kissinger. It says, in the next century, nations as we know it would be obsolete. All states would be recognized a single global authority. National sovereignty wasn't such a great idea after all. If you have ever wondered why the Pope has been pushing the woke ideology, climate alarmism, and the one world religion rhetoric in conflict with traditional Christian tradition and doctrine, this is why he is following the dictates of the Council for Inclusive Capitalism. And let me say this before we get the doors open. Y'all got to be the craziest people on the planet. I'm talking about black America right now. Got to. You have let every immigrant as you voted for, so no one's feeling sorry for you. You think the powers of karma is feeling sorry for you? You gave energy, which is called voltage. That's why it's called vote. You gave your voltage to this agenda. And you got the nerve because you on Facebook pretend to be pro-black. Obviously, that can't be true. That's why Rowan Martin and all them out there listening, and all of the reason why they are allowing hip-hop to be so successful is because the creators are not who the progenitors are. So let me just tell you what they're going to do so you just won't say, oh, Dry Bones running his mouth. No. Won't be happening. They say the Biden administration, this is what they did. They put the black face again, because y'all know Lloyd Austin is the black face, just like Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice was for the Republican Party. Got to have black face. And so what they're doing now, they said, y'all don't even watch this because you too busy worrying about who these rappers on fucked. That you gave the rapper the pussy, your daughters and your kids too. You know that these rappers was fucking your kids. You knew this. It's impossible. How a parent gonna tell me your daughter coming home looking like different? You don't know. But because she got a check that you get a stipend from and everything else goes in with the picture, you don't think people have been selling their kids into slavery since the ancient of days. It ain't gonna never stop because you don't want to stop. Now let's get deeper. So it's loyal. I'm only bringing up the children because look what Lloyd said. Lloyd went over there, because he's over there, and told, this is what he told, he's in Ukraine. The Biden administration openly threatened America over Ukraine in a classified briefing. Yesterday, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin informed the members that if they don't appropriate more money to Zelensky, this is what the man said, quote now, I'll send your uncles, cousins, and sons to fight Russia. Quote. Here's another quote. We go along with the first quote. Pay the oligarchs, because that's what I remember I said. Oligarchs is what everything is, even religion. Even all of our so-called religions. The oligarch family is the one you take care of. They're oligarchs. He said, either pay the oligarchs or we'll kill your kids. I said, what? What? Go look it up. See, that's why I say you're watching the wrong news, obviously. And according to your own Bible, good news, the word gospel in Latin means factual information. Go look it up. Go look it up. We'll be right back. Because, see, when they killed your boy, Lincoln, and he gave out, it's called the secret monitors. Go look it up. And you will find out that somehow all the magic world from the East, they was the ones who actually informed Abraham Lincoln on how the country should be run. And this was his number one advisor. Listen carefully.
Pascal Beverly Randolph was an African-American medical doctor, occultist, medium, and author. He was the first person to introduce the concept of sex magic to North America, and according to some sources, established the first known Rosicrucian order in the United States, the Fraternitas Rosicrucis. Born in 1825 and raised in New York City, he came from a diverse racial background. His mother's name was Flora Beverly, whom he said was of mixed English, French, German, Native American, and Malagasy ethnicity. By way of his father, Pascal was a descendant of William Randolph, a prominent American colonist who came to Virginia in the 1670s. Some other notable descendants of William Randolph include people like Thomas Jefferson and Robert E. Lee. Now, at the age of 12, Pascal would lose his mother. Now homeless and without a penny to his name, he became a cabin boy and spent his teens and early 20s as a sailor living on the sea and traveling the world. And he traveled it extensively, making his way through Europe where he became acquainted and befriended occultists and Freemasons in England and France. He visited Africa searching for esoteric wisdom in Egypt. His quest for knowledge led him as far as Persia, Turkey, and Syria, where he learned the ways of local folk magic and studied various religions. His lineage and ability as a medium allowed him to gain access to mystical traditions in Africa and Asia, which were closed to Europeans. And he was trusted with ancient secrets that would never make its way into the hands of European occultists, if not for him. Now, in September of 1855, he returned to New York City. He'd become a master of mystical knowledge and had earned the title of Supreme Grand Master of the Rosicrucian Order. And he began a public career as a trance medium, displaying what he dubbed triple clairvoyance, where he could accomplish feats like reading while blindfolded. He was also an orator and lecturer, giving talks to African-American audiences on the prospect of emigration to India. It was his opinion that men and women of African ancestry were destined for extinction if they remained in the United States. He spoke boldly in favor of the abolitionist movement in the years before the Civil War, and he even became a close friend and advisor to Abraham Lincoln. After emancipation, he traveled to New Orleans, where he taught literacy to freed slaves and became a school principal. He also trained as a medical doctor and was a promoter of birth control during a time when it was illegal to even mention the topic. Now, as I mentioned earlier, he was an author and a prolific one, who later in life would create his own publishing house in Toledo, Ohio. He'd release over 50 titles on subjects like medicine and spirituality, scrying, alchemy, and elixirs, but perhaps the most controversial topic he addresses throughout his career as a lecturer and writer was sex magic. Randolph's work was the dominant influence on the Hermetic Brotherhood of Luxor, the Golden Dawn, and the OTO. In his writings, he often used the pseudonym the Rosicrucian, and in 1858, he founded the first Rosicrucian order in the United States. This group is still in existence today, and it's only about an hour's drive from where I stand that they built a pyramid in the countryside of Pennsylvania. In the description, I put a link to the Google Maps of the pyramid and to the website of the order. He also wrote a book under the name Griffin Lee concerning pre-Adamite man, which outlined his belief that the human race existed around the world thousands of years ago, up to 100,000 years ago. His book stood out at the time because it wasn't solely based on biblical references. He drew from many different traditions, ancient religions, and esoterica, traveling the world while writing this book. And unlike other authors who addressed this topic at the time, he believed the people of this ancient past were civilized and not, you know, just beast men. In 1865, Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated. Pascal Beverly Randolph was there with Lincoln's funeral procession on the train to Springfield, Illinois. But because of the color of his skin, he was asked to leave, as some people objected to a man of mixed race being allowed on the train. One of his contemporaries was Madame H.P. Blavatsky, founder of the Theosophical Society. Now, rumor has it that she resented Randolph out of jealousy. And while she didn't respect him, it was said she would have given anything for the chance to plunder his journals for the knowledge they contained. There was a real and bitter animosity between these two and their followers.
Now, I'm going to stop because Madame Blavatsky, look where she's from. She's Slavic. Hardcore looking woman. Thick, because, you know, they're back in them. They're thick. They want to look thick. And that's where all that corset comes from the big booty sisters. So I said, well, damn, he created sex magic. So, you know, she, in her cult, she put the sex in. That's where all this sex magic coming from. Now, he was mulatto looking. Go look him up, like we said. But he said he was a cabin boy. I said, cabin boy? What the fuck is, that's like a, what they call today, a page in D.C. Do y'all see where this magic is coming from, y'all? See, you thinking, you learning. And people already created this knowledge already. And you just late to the game. Let's get the party started. It's Monday Night Football, and it's Monday Night in the Helios. Because if you ever wake up in the morning time, you'll see the sun and the moon at the same time. Y'all ready? Let's bring it up. 9927, welcome, welcome. About to have a wonderful, wonderful Monday night.
Resurrection, everybody.
That's right.
Yo, that's some deep shit right there. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Yes. First thing he did was produce sex magic.
We under sex magic. We under every type of magic that they done wrote and put in the death note. And when I mean the death note, that's the book, the paper that you write on, that you cast your spells on. They've been doing this, like he said, for a long time because they sit down and they plan shit. They put the notes down on the paper. They didn't got so good. Now it's on your cell phone. Now it was where you can do it on a typewriter. Then they went from that tool to another tool. Now you got the cell phone. You don't even know that the items that you had, the tools, and they were teaching you how to cast spells, but then they was keeping you under too. Because they ain't going to teach you and then progress. They're going to teach you and keep you under because they need you to be forever slave. Like he said, forever slave. So, and that's what's going on today, forever slave. And when they created that fiat, which is monopoly money, which is Ouija money, because you got to go look up the word Ouija. Ouija is every board game you ever played, from chess, checkers, to every board game.
Yeah. The Ouija.
Ouija
like,
is
like
also
the like
video
Mario,
game that you play.
Wow. Wow, Luigi
that you
and Mario.
Play. You have conjured up all kinds of entities and didn't even realize you was doing it. You have played every game, and now you got people running to play this game that they was a killing game that the agents made. What was that game? Squid Game? Oh, now they got it out there so you can play for real.
Yeah, it's
but
for real.
But they're not
Squid
killing
game
you, though.
Yeah, they're not killing you, though. Right. It's the really, well, yeah, that's deep how this game is out now that was in these, yeah, very much so.
And now they got so good on manipulating, you know, that they're working. Everything is a psyop, everybody. It's a psychological, it's a psyop. It's a psyop. It's just psychologically playing on your mental. And that's what the deal is. And it's always been like that. They've been psychologically playing on our mental. That's why they're called the governmental. Really, they took the A governmental.
Governmental.
So control, control your mentality. They want you to be this way. They want you to be chaotic. Okay, we're over here in this section of America. We want them to be, you know, go put the guns and stuff over there, and we're going to use these group of people right here to create this type of psyop, and we're going to make them trust in everything we do. So once you do that, we got the gangs. That's their gangs. They created the gangs, y'all. They created everything, every psyop they want on here to be done, to depopulate from women, and I ain't alone getting rid of your children because I wasn't smart either. You didn't went and fucked and da 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 da, and now you're panicking and all of this. Oh, he don't want to, you know, all that psyop. And it made us do a lot of stuff that we think that we're doing the right thing. Or this got to be the right thing I'm doing right here because there's no way. You know, I gotta work. I gotta work. How else I'm gonna feed my kids and my husband? And we gotta work. We gotta get this house. We're gonna be left behind. Now, here we go with the magical words. We don't wanna be left behind.
We're gonna be left behind. Yeah.
Isn't that what we always say?
Yeah,
the brother
behind.
Said it on the other show. He said, we can't be left behind. We got to get into this crypto. We got to get in. We can't be left behind.
Left behind. Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that is a psyop. Because how the hell are you being left behind? What are you being left behind from? Because they're creating stuff to kill you. You're working to kill your damn self. You're working to depopulate yourself. We all are. We go to these jobs every day, thinking that we're going to become rich. Now we done got into this video game money, thinking we're going to become rich. Everybody ain't going to be into that. There's no way on this realm that everybody is going to be into the crypto shit. It ain't happening.
Well, You said something just deep right there. Everybody, you just said something deep. Everybody on this realm. On this realm.
Those camps that they got out there. Because they going to put you in the camps now. Because you ain't got the cryptocurrency. So the way they're going to put you in the camps, they're going to tell you you got COVID. Then they'll have you all trapped off into those little camps. And then once they kill you with the little gas chambers, because that's what they are. They set them up as gas chambers. Kill you off and then get the next load in.
Hold on. Let's go there. Because, again, I want to make you feel like y'all hearing something. This is factual. Go look it up. The UN.
Yeah, go look it up.
Go look it up. She sends a lot of information to us. We go look this up. And I'm going to tell you straight up, before I take some more calls, I'm going to tell you straight up. That's why I call you next. Y'all send this information in. We those people look it up. Make sure that when we come on this program here, we got all our ducks in order. And let me say this.
One more.
Y'all don't know what they did to the people in Los Angeles. That was your wake-up call. Where did they put all those people?
That's
for
right.
Those 3 days, that was your wake-up call. For 3 days, they swept the whole street clean.
Yes, they did.
That's what they did. When he came back, it was all over. They let them all come back, and you was okay with it, San Francisco. So guess what? Do not complain when they bring in. I'll tell you later what they're going to bring in. But go ahead. Finish up, and I'm going to get another call.
Let me say this one thing. You all think the immigrants is coming in to take over, which they are. But guess what? Once they in place, that's who's coming next. AI. So they think they doing it. Because they coming over here making you feel stupid and thinking you being left behind or kicked out by these immigrants. But actuality, they bring these immigrants over here because they're going to kill them too. Because AI coming. AI taking over.
So hold on.
AI
Are you thinking they being, before I take the call, because I'm loving this dialogue, are you thinking that they bringing them over to create the anarchy like the Purge movie? And then because our people can't handle what's going on, obviously on a stable level because of course, see, and then you got that middle class of blacks. I'm talking to y'all first before I go to the New World Order, which is the global, and I'm calling everybody in there. But you the warning shots, black people, you the warning shot. Because every program I listen to,
they're going
to
use you first.
Right.
They always use us first. Because we always think we being left out or something. We got to be the first ones to buy this. We got to do this first. We got to be in the camera first. We got to show our ass first. We got to punch out the next motherfucker first. You know what I'm saying? You're not stopping in your tracks and realizing you're being used as a tool, a weapon,
all right, so hold
a fire.
All right,
so why you get angry at your immigrants?
We got you. Hold on. We got you.
Okay.
We got this.
I'm going to hold up.
Okay, go. Just save some energy now. Save some energy. I know that Miami got Monday Night Football Live. Let's do it. 9161. Go ahead. Fit in what you fit in.
Yeah, what's going on, Black Rose? How you doing today, bro?
Man, we are doing it. Anytime we can keep a program in our life above ground, I'm happy.
Let me bring up something to you. I'm glad you just threw Monday Night Football in there, right? I just want to throw a couple of little, you used the word sigh out. Now, look, who's playing tonight? Ain't it the Titans and the Dolphins?
Yep.
In Green Bay and New York, John. Is that
Tennessee.
Yeah. Didn't Frank Wycheck just die yesterday? He used to play for Tennessee. They say they had a mysterious fall down the steps and he died in his home or something in Tennessee. Ain't it kind of coincidence Tennessee playing tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't it a coincidence daggone Travis Kelce threw that ladder away called offside yesterday, but Frank Wycheck was the one who threw the ladder about, I don't know, in the Music City Miracle?
Yeah. Now, didn't it look like the Music City Miracle? Did it not look like that? All of us in Buffalo said, oh, no, not the Miracle. We was like, okay. So, yes, you hit on the nose on that one. And, yes, we man, that's a beautiful thing.
And they say he died yesterday.
Wow.
So, how convenient it is for Travis Kelce to be the tight end throwing it this time.
Yeah, I thought it was so crazy.
And who is Travis Kelce? Who's Travis Kelce backed by? Pfizer? Huh?
Pfizer. Yeah, Pfizer.
They tell you terrorist rumors in the game and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right, hey, look at that little, look at that little game they pulled off on you yesterday.
Yeah, I'm so glad you, bro, you blew my mind with that, because we have spoken about that. Buffalo, no, all y'all listening from the home core, you know we talked about that. Ain't that weird? Now, you brought the Frank Reich in there, because we were like, it looked like the Music City Miracle that play. Man, what you just brought in with the connection, thank you. Oh, my goodness. I was like, oh, no.
Look,
not that.
Now look, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Now,
go
let's
ahead.
Get to the real deal now, because we got a lot of stuff going on there now. I'm keeping up with that. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. You realize, like, they've been talking about, well, last week they just announced this new technology, FDA, well, it's not new. It's called CRISPR technology, where they take your cells out and give you your, and put your cells back in you. That's CRISPR technology.
That's
all
right?
That's one thing we got going on. Now they're talking about Dennis trying to give you, say, HPV vaccine. They say daggone trying to convince Gen Z to do it. Now I'm sitting there saying, I don't think that's no HPV. I think that's the COVID vaccine they got left over. They're trying to give it to you on a sneak. That's how I'm looking at it. But it was like, the last couple weeks, though, it's been a lot of people getting sick. And that's part of this stuff from the jab. There's a lot of things going on here.
Right.
Got a lot of missing parts. But they keep on now, they're saying, it's the children. So they're saying, well, we couldn't. The adults didn't get scared, but if I tell them their children get sick, we can get them a little shot.
Brazil. Man. I just told them earlier. Brazil. I said it earlier. Brazil. I put it on Facebook. Brazil has made it mandatory that you must give your babies the vaccination up to from 6 months to 5 years old. They must. It is mandatory. They're going to be the first. They're going to be the first to get the universal health care income. Where if they do not go through a mandate, they will lose their universal income that they will be given. That is a fact. Look it up.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Man,
I'm going to take some more
calls. Here we got something else that's going on, too. Now, a lot of people are not paying attention. But we got a lot of things that's being talked about in the media. Like they were talking about last week. You know, they were talking about this thing down in Atlanta with your what's the thing that happened last week in Atlanta? Oh, yeah. They said somebody tried to light gasoline on
Martin Luther King's house. Burn Martin Luther King's house.
All right, now, what day was that, man? December 8th, 1999, the United States government was found, well, I think they admitted to being guilty of killing King. The same day as they released that dumbass Brittany Griner documentary. That's why they keep on bringing. But that was a major distraction. Let me ask you a question, Dry Bones. And you can take somebody else, because I probably got some people that called in, too. Now, check this out, brother. I got to ask a serious question. Okay. They said that woman was Atlanta, Georgia, but they said two off-duty NYPD officers stopped her. I got a question.
I seen the guy. Yeah. Why do a fuck
car? Was it a stage play or something, because... that's kind of hard. They all NYPD officers. They this Atlanta, Georgia. We got in New York. How that happened?
Yep. Now let's deal with that. Hold on. Don't go. Cause I've been to the King Center. Went to the King Center, and I seen the Auburn Avenue where they have all the display ads, the King house. Now I thought it was pretty strange that the lackadaisical security system would not be on the house. Now, King was already stabbed by a black woman. People forget that black people, a woman stabbed him. Same time that the black women used, I hate to say it like this because I told y'all we're going to get deeper as we go through this stages of the transformation, that Sam Cooke, they're using the same playbook, y'all. There's nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. And I said to myself, man, I said, that's the same playbook. And so the woman who stabbed Dr. King, I'm going to look up her. I think y'all do a good research on her. It's going to be interesting. But they got blacks that have actually was part of Operation Mockingbird and Paperclip, because the Germans They're familiar with black people. I mean, I hate to tell people this because it makes it sound crazy, but y'all gave the story. I had y'all on the program. Y'all said to me, Jacqueline, Sister Jacqueline out of ATL, she was the first Jet Magazine model to go to Russia and all them. She said them people treated her royally, better than the whites in America. So you'd almost be like, what the hell? How is this working? You go over there, they throw on the woman on the black man. You got, if y'all knew how many black children was produced from all the military in black America, don't worry about the rest of Africa. This is black America. I don't care what you are. If you was in America at the time of going, you go over there to these countries and y'all get with these women and have all kind of beautiful kids. Beautiful. I mean, unbelievable amounts of them. And see, that's why I say they using black women, people, to do these heinous things that you say, well, why? Because they've been programmed to do it. Who the hell would want to burn up Dr. King out, even if you don't like Dr. King? Or you... I'm not a fan of Dr. King. You think I'm going to go burn up the house? I don't give a damn. But people who are willing to do that, you got to say, wait a minute, you're going to bring and have buckets pouring gas all over the place. Y'all seen it? Y'all said it? And I said, man, and a white dude sees it. I said, well, he up that early? That's what I thought, too. I said, he up early as hell. I think the time was in the early. He, and then to be having a tourist that's, I can see it was regular people, but this was a so-called. So I found myself looking at all that myself. As like you saying, y'all, we shed some light on some things, looking at it the same way. Because I'm telling you, if you don't look at this thing with your third eye, examine it, like x-ray it. It got some flaws. It's impossible for how black folks, and brother, guys, you said, and call in dirty, before we get to the top of the hour, so get ready. All I'm saying is we got to think about what y'all saying around the whole country. How y'all have to look at why, how this happened at this time. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something that y'all ain't looking at. All these black women mayors that's out there. I mean, we were happy for them. But when you start to say, well, okay, you see, you say, well, what they going to do? He's like, man, we got all these. Yeah. Then you find out, well, wait a minute, you went along with the vaccination? Knowing we scared, no, you know, we got a phobia of doctors, and you going to sign the bill? That's where I'm at with black folks. How the hell are you going to sign the bill? Go ahead. Before y'all get, I got to give y'all some facts. So see, but my brother said to back him up, so he validated right now. I'm going to give him facts because that's what we do. But y'all bring up what y'all say. We analyze it. Boom. It says the study that's been going on through Australia, all these countries, that's given the data about other people now looking at the aftermath of the shot. Guess how many people, y'all, that got on the line right now? On the line right now. Guess how many people this says was killed after the COVID shot rollout? Give me anybody. Just shout out. What's your estimation right now? Any of y'all right now? Just throw it out. How many people just died so far?
17 million.
There you go. All right, so 17 million has been already diagnosed as side effects from this shot. That's why it's the only, that's why I said, I don't know what's wrong with our people. It's the only thing on television that does not have a side effect after the commercial. After the commercial, there's no mention of a side effect. And y'all okay with that? Let me go to 1010.
Hey, Jabone. Oh,
yeah,
great.
Go ahead.
What's going on, Jabone?
Hey, go ahead. Make your last statement before.
Hey.
Make it quick.
No, I just got a guy on the line. He couldn't get on your line.
Okay, I'm going to get. Don't worry. We're going down the line. Don't worry. I'm not going to do. I'm going down the line. All y'all been calling. Line hands going up. Got to get as many as we can before the top of the hour. 10-6-9. Go ahead.
What's going on, Jabone? How y'all doing today? Tonight.
Man, much love to you as always, brother. Appreciate you.
Hey, you know, it's funny how they keep talking about this money for Ukraine, and I'm sitting here like, I mean, every veteran should be thinking, like, how does money stop bullets? How do you fight an army with money? You understand? When we go to war, we get equipment. They're sending money over there.
Yeah.
And then occasionally they'll slip up and say, we started sending some of this type of equipment, but they don't go to the shop to pay for it.
Talk to him, please. Somebody talk. I need the bones out here. Go ahead.
And then on top of that, I'm glad you brought up the Slavic, because I've been on these people for at least 5 years with that term, because, man, and I'm trying to make it stick to them, because the thought behind that, if they came over here as Slavics, then they didn't have no power to bring somebody else from somewhere else to here.
No.
Like they do it now.
Exactly.
So who are the people that accepted them to come here? Us. They telling us to leave. And then they slipped up the other day. I saw a program by Mansa Musa and how he sent his fleet over here to America because his cousins was here during the time they were just fighting over here. And they say, now they lying and saying that 200 to 300 ships went out into the rough waters, and only like 30 of them made it. And then it's the same thing they telling us how they brought back black people from Africa over here to America in treacherous waters that no one can bear. But they keep telling us this story over and over again. And then when you start making questions, everybody argues because there's no truth in what they're saying. That's why there's never a conclusion. You know, they always say, we come from Africa. Okay, where? Where in Africa? What part?
Yeah.
What language do you speak? What you trade us off for? How you communicate people you don't understand? And then how you do a time warp when you say you first time went into Africa doing the Scramble for Africa, so that you about 300 years off from your timeline. So make all that make sense. And then where did you get the buildings from that's already here in this country?
Yeah.
I'm walking around ancient buildings every day, right? So now these people are just sitting here playing games, playing like they got this power, and they keep trying to put this AI. But the only thing I always say about the AI, it's only as intelligent as the idiot who programmed it. So if a man is a dummy, then AI can't get no smarter than that. Because
it's programmed by people. Yeah, it's programmed by people now. That's right. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, so everything you know, like I said, you always touching on everything, and it's just kind of like I'm just kind of just keep rebrushing on you know, the thing that's just confirming itself. But I just say, like, it don't matter. Like, we're not even looking at, let's say, Donald Trump. This guy had this guy named that looked like he's Damien from the Omen movie.
Yeah.
In a building called 666. And then somebody going to tell me, vote for the what? and then when he got in office, no one said nothing about all the Jews he had in his cabinet. Everybody in his cabinet was Jewish. And so you want to tell me about politics?
Yeah.
Please, just save it. Yeah. Save it.
Now, hold on. Now, stay with that, because, see, again, no, that's good stuff. Because, see, the politic game is theater at its best. I mean, think about it. Trump, his son-in-law, that we talking about his son-in-law, he is with Benjamin Netanyahu. He's with them. Now, he's on recently. I think I played. He was on not too long ago talking about this October 7th. And very elegant speaker. I'm saying to myself, my goodness, there's some deep stuff that he is actually married to Trump's daughter. And, again, I tell everybody, you can't believe everybody that they claim is dead. You didn't even see the autopsy. You don't even know the alter world, like they say. They killed your boy Epstein now for all this. Yeah, okay. Let's go with that premise. Everybody know that anybody was been on that. Been in that island. Everybody black. It transcends color. Now, I'm going to ask you something, because you went to a lot of information. You know that. You've been doing this for a long time. And I see America, like you said, the George Washington thing. I see all that in fruition with a lot of things. They just gave gambling here to South Florida. We got gambling with the Seminoles. Remember I told y'all they were going to make this money in Mississippi now, because New York State, the five civilized tribes up all through these areas, they got gambling license. Now, they're going to be living good in the land And we see that the hypocrisy that what they did to the native here, give them different names, that's a fact. Isn't that the Bible story of Esau, though? It seems like our people can't equate over here. Like somehow the disconnect from the Egypt that's in the east and the Egypt that's in the west, it seems like that's the major story where the problem lies. It's like no one can see that America had, unless you look at the speeches or the Jesuit writings, all these great, they even mentioning the Mound people. I mean, they say throughout to Tennessee. I mean, the tribes that had all the marijuana and all the cannabis, they were the eastern tribes to all the way to the Mississippi and stuff. They were the ones that had the marsh. So I'm trying to figure out, they using the same farming of the original farming, and then they tell us we just pick cotton, when everybody know you needed hemp to have people who able to sell the ships back for the broken sale that may have been in the store. You got to have a trade, and that was a major trade. People already had shipping lanes. How are you going to dock a ship? Everybody, think about that one. If they do a trade, where are these docks at?
Mm-hmm.
They was up, so that means they had dock systems already. So this is big, big, big. I think we ought to all one day sit down and really sit down, because the money game is not going to change, in my opinion. That's opinion. I ain't say it's a fact. I said opinion, meaning that everybody going to want some type of trade value. Bartering is ancient. Bartering, I'm going to say it one more time. Bartering is ancient. We will figure out a way to bring value to what we deem to be valuable. That's a fact. That's going to happen. Let me say one more thing, bro. I'm going to take some more calls. A lot of them out here. We're going to keep them going. Go ahead. I'll let you go, because like I said, you've been in the ancient world. You've been in the ancient world of the East. So
I'm glad you say that, because one day here in D.C., I was going to the Union Station, and then they had these Palestinian protesters. I think that was like last month or something. Time just moving by, right? But my question thing is, see, like, you know, I think because I'm a graphic designer, I kind of, you know, boast about the things I do. And I'm sitting there like, wow, all these signs and stuff they got, man. I got to sit on the computer and do that. And didn't have it printed. So yeah. Who's putting all this stuff together? Who's the graphic designer? I want to meet him, because he seemed to be available at every function.
Well, but you know what?
Signs and stuff.
Yes. Now, let's go with that. And I'm going to take some more calls. I mean, I'm not having nothing against black entrepreneurship. You got to have it. But I'm asking y'all. I'm seeing y'all on YouTube, all these social medias. I get to see so many different people. Like in South Central, we got a cat. I can't think of the brother's name. He did the Africa thing as well. He said the South Central was going to be taken over. I said, man, it's late. I mean, because our brother Tariq, I hope you listen. I mean, we kind of see it coming in the movies they were showing, especially after Rodney King. I did not realize the Asian influence on the West Coast is phenomenal, y'all. It really is. It's phenomenal. And that's why we love Bruce Lee. And notice, I want y'all to know something. Anime been around us all our lives. The Japanese people, they doing a thing for Godzilla. Look how we was watching Godzilla as kids, not knowing who made. Godzilla was made by Hollywood. Godzilla made by China and Japan. So we got to look at some things as we look through the world now, because I think we already global. I'm already global, y'all. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Because y'all have given up the sovereign. I told you, if y'all give up this last part right here, and I told you the papal bull, Joseph L., if you over there, the Pope Benedict bull is going to be 14 bull on December 1741. That's the bull right there that put this thing into play. I don't know how they got away with this one, but I seen some names that's going to be killing for all y'all. I told you, black folks should not be even thinking y'all ain't in history. I don't know how y'all got that in y'all minds right now at this time of the year. Ain't no way anybody on this line should be talking about, oh, the blacks was enslaved for 400 years when we got millennials of history, and you on witchcraft 400 years. That is unbelievable how much that magic is working. 4007. I'm going down the line now. We about to hit you. Go ahead.
Hey, whoa. Finally get on the drive-off connection again.
Right, you staying on. You're going to be on. I told you I wanted you on here. So I was like going through, but yeah, you stay with us. Everybody else, yep. we gonna be commenting. Go ahead. This is my brother from the West Coast.
Man, I came across a sister from New York who put it out there just like I did through the public notice, and she told them just what we have to do. Come on now, y'all. I mean, if you just knew the power you have and started using it, you would knock these people down left, right, and center. They wouldn't be able to do anything because you have the national law signed by two presidents, and you have the state law here in California signed before them in 1945, right after the war. So most people don't know anything about it.
Tell them about the two presidents, because you know, that way they could at least – what two presidents do they know?
That's Harry S. Truman, the Mason from St. Louis, and then Slick Willie Clinton from Arkansas. To give it to Bush, he gave Bush a lot of political capital because he captured all of the funds that the Patriots had organized against them and billed them for all their misdeeds. And because they didn't know where to turn to collect because you have a fiat system. So they were kind of stuck for a minute. And so while that happened, he captured those funds and turned it into a budget surplus. And remember that. He had a budget surplus that he turned over to George W. Bush, who then went and bombed the hell out of Iraq.
You see?
Yeah. And so these are the things that once you start seeing that these creatures, they have no power. Look at this piss my behind ass guy, the guy that just looked past here after 100 years and four or five heart transplants, Kissinger. Remember this, people. This man started bombing Cambodia. He started off with nerve gas first. Then they bombed the country with 2 million tons of bombs, folks, over the one little country. And then when you ask them, well, what the hell? And then after that, it's over. The Khmer Rouge get in power. Now, that seemed to me to be very strange that all of a sudden they popped up in power out of where? I mean, you don't pop up in power unless you have the people behind you.
That's right.
And so all this bombing that they did there, I mean, can you imagine, folks? Go to wherever you have a good search engine and look up Angkor Thom, the city Angkor Thom, if it's still there. They may not be there no more because they dropped so many bombs, they might have wiped it out. This is a city that is encircled by 48 heads, all of which are us. By the way, if you see them, you'll know for yourself. And inside the city is our story carved in stone, folks. Go and look at the magic and the magnificence of our people all over the planet. We are the first people. We have to stop all this black and white crap because black is an adjective, means bleached out. That's where it came from. And white is, you know, we're the whites because that has political, you know, we're the ones, we're the original ones. That's why they call it that. And they don't call it white, W-H-I-T-E. They call it W-I-G-H-T. That's the white that we're talking about. Yeah. And see, so this is all word spells always, you know, because the sister started out telling us, you know, they got us under 11 different word spells, because like you said, we don't never want to be left behind. We don't never want to come up short, you know, because you know, we always got to be out first. We spend more money on garbage and junk and booze and clothes and nonsense. We're the fifth largest economy in the world, folks. How is that? And we still don't even know who we are. See, this is the lunacy that's been put on us.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to Charlotte Isherbite, who was with Reagan as the Secretary of Education, she has a wonderful interview by her that everybody should see. She tells you straight up, she confessed on them when they're in her book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
America.
I mean, you think people are stupid just because they woke up that way? No. No, that's, you know, and
okay,
that's
now,
why we have
now,
to
let's
break
go with that.
That.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that, brother Tariq, because you've been around. That's why we doing what we do now to analyze that
yes.
era, because like you just said, she white woman, y'all. She put it
yeah.
down. She went to Congress. Right? She's on C-SPAN, everything. She's still kicking it. It's a shame because
James.
That book said the dumbing down of America during the era where Hollywood, again, the Reagan
right.
era, all these eras.
That's
this is Hollywood.
It. Come on.
This is Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so we not knowing what we were believing now, let's go with that. Talk to me about that because I'm young. I'm seeing that the
yep.
man mentioned Star Wars, Reagan. And
right.
then you think
all
about
that,
it, the movie Star Wars mm-hmm. is in Hollywood being made
it's
at the same time.
It's televised
yeah,
vision. It's televised vision. That's all
yeah.
it is. And like you said earlier, Steve Coakley told us about these creatures who stand in the way and who constantly – are the protectors of the king. That's what that is all about. That's why they have the rituals. That's why they do all the booty thing and all that, you know, because that's how they get them to obey and do what they told, you know. And so this I saw back in the day in at UCLA, back in the day when we saw how the so-called Yiddish, I call them Yiddish, not Jewish, because these are
right.
people who converted to Judaism. They're not Jews. They're the really synagogue of Satan. Because when you go to Europa and you hear the stories of the people like I have, and you hear the story, why are these people so detested and so hated? Well, the story is that everywhere they were and everywhere they came, it was always chaos. It was always theft. It was always skullduggery. It was three card Molly. It was... So they made them sleep outside the city walls. I mean, you got all kinds of stories over there about them. And then later on you find out that the Germans, which, you know, during the 30s, this country financed all of that happened in Germany from the 34 to 1939. This
right.
country financed it. The Federal Reserve, Kuhn and Lowe Bank is the one who financed that whole Hitler thing. And then through the Dutch Thyssen Bank, they're the ones who could drive everything through Switzerland into Germany, the German part of Switzerland, and into Germany. And so that's why they got 35 million people under Operation Mockingbird and Project Monarch, MK Ultra, for example, that ruled and ran Hitler, according to what I learned about Hitler and Dr. Morell, who was his physician, because he had all the pills for him. And the man lasted until he was 97 years old, that Adolf. Can you imagine? And
yeah,
people don't
yeah.
know this yet.
Yeah.
They think
now,
he killed himself in some bunker.
We,
that's some bullshit.
Right. Now, the thing about that you're saying, that's why I love having y'all on here, the people who have experienced this part of history. When you was over there, you seen some of this. I heard my sister Jacqueline, she's very accomplished actress and model. She told me in her own words, the people treated us so good, and they
mm-hmm.
had a different reception from what I'm hearing to the black people from America. It was almost like, you know, they were kind of spellbound from what I'm hearing. And
well,
Brother Ray's brother been on here, Tuskegee Airmen
yeah,
been on
yeah,
here. They,
yeah,
they experienced
and,
it.
Yeah. And look what they're trying to do to him, by the way, Brother Walter Fauntleroy. That's some terrible stuff they're doing to him, man. So
right.
we need to come together and do something about that. And again, we have the solution. We know the process. We have done this for many years, two decades at least, where we have gotten hundreds of tickets dismissed. We have gotten all kinds of charges. This is the administrative process. This is where you start exercising your power and evoking the law. See, they're not on the law. They're in the legal.
I know, but what I need you to do is, because a lot of people, I've been around with the law people. I mean, when you say law, like what are the documents, what documents are we talking about that will give the people, like I said, you put a public notice.
Yeah.
I've heard, when you, what you did, I've seen people do. And it does work. Mm-hmm. It does work. It does work. Now, my question about you is, how's that work?
Watch and see what happens with Watch and see what happens with me and the sister from New York when we come together, and I teach her the process, because this is how we finance everything we need to do, because they work for us, we don't work for them. And until we get that in our head, they serve at our pleasure, not anyone else. You know, we are the fifth largest economy in the world. Otherwise, they could not exist. Them brothers and sisters over sitting up in there with the so-called Black Caucus playing Congress or whatever they be playing, you know, Maxine Waters again trying to talk about making the banks accountable. Who's going to do that if you don't have a bank yourself? You're going to make
the bank accountable. Hold on. Now, see, that's why I tell people I like to bring clarity to things. I want to be – now, Brother Fauntleroy, great. But Walter was the actual beginning.
The one who started that.
Right.
That's
now,
right.
I don't know. I wish I could get him on the show. He would be – that would be about great. But I want y'all to know, Cynthia McKinnon, I keep up with everybody. She's out there now with Palestine. I seen
that's
it
right.
I got a thing on TV. With these TVs, you can see everybody. So I said, wow. So people could be – I said, okay, now – y'all remember what y'all did to her in Georgia. Now, I got to look at history, and if I ever go to law, I got to bring up some what they call case law. You got to have some case law to start this shit with. So case law showed me that Georgia, look what Georgia did to Cynthia McKinnon. I'm nervous about Georgia in a lot of ways. I must admit. I mean, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what to tell people. I'm scared about that one. And you got Warlock.
Yeah, but if you don't.
You got the Warlock.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but if you don't know the process that you must use to get them,
check this out.
This is it's so beautifully set up, and it is literally those who set up the governance gave us the literal power to keep these people in check if you will use it. But if you don't use it, then they continue to do the deep state thing and all the rest.
Let's do this.
But let me just show you how. Let me just quickly
run through this.
Tell me this
out.
Very
yeah,
simple.
Me, yeah, because I want you to tell people how, because I've been hearing this a long time, and you got to go to court somehow, but go ahead. I'm going to hear from you.
No, you got to do it in the public.
Okay.
See, this is where it works. This is where it works. Yeah, that's the court you go to, the public court. Yeah, and you use the public record. You use the public record through the Secretary of State's office, which is the most powerful person in the state, not the governor. The one who holds all the records is the one who's in charge in the whole state, really. And then they have the notary publics under them, and the notary public handles all of the correspondence from you initiate it. You have your document notarized. And then you have your notary send that under notary presentment, what they call an affidavit of notary presentment, makes it official, by the way. And that's sent to whomever you're dealing with in this process. And once they get it, it's over with. They're done because they're not going to answer. And this is 25 to almost 30 years of doing this. They refuse to answer. They can't because they never have all the things they're supposed to have, which is 11 things. It's 11 things they're supposed to have in the Secretary of State's office before they take office. You see, this is the law they're under.
I'm going to go along with the fact that no one's going to dispute that because it does have the Secretary I've been there. You've been there. Let's go with what we need to do if it's going to go further. If
hold on.
Somebody got to be accountable for what we said. If you make this public record, if the Secretary of State, then why are we going after the Secretary of State? Because if that's the person, because I said
we're not going after the Secretary of State.
If he's not following the law, who's going to be executed?
Yes,
remember, it's an executor. Executor who executes
executor.
This thing. Somebody,
executor.
So who go ex, Who's going to do it if we don't keep the people? How do you keep somebody accountable? Because you're not the only one. I mean, I see this concept and makes
because
sense.
But they show you through this process, once you initiate it and turn it over to the notary public, and they continue to send out the paperwork to them, and they don't respond. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4 sendings, then you have 5, 6, 7, 8 sendings, and then that's it. The true bill, whatever the billing is now due and payable, and that's what you take to the Treasury Department now, because now once the money comes in, the new money is coming. Once that comes in, you're going to be able to go to the Treasury Department to get those notes, those gold-backed notes that are coming. You see, this is what's underway. So we better get ready. If we're not ready, what's going to happen is they're going to run away again, and then you're going to put these foreigners that they're piling in here. You know, they're bringing in all these young men from China and from Central America and South America, and all of them are going to be brought in, and they're going to be set up, and then they're going to be killed because they are already got the robots. I saw it here myself 2 weeks ago about this robot. This brother was dancing, and all of a sudden this thing came up, a robot, and started moving. And I'm talking about that. It was the most soulful robot I've ever seen, man. It had all the moves, the knees. I mean, it was the most incredible thing you ever see. Yeah.
I know that's right.
And see, and I'm talking about replace. Yeah. See, this is replacement. They're not just – the Japanese had a situation here 2 years ago where the people who were working on the AI robots, the thing went crazy and killed 24 of them. Why isn't that in the news?
Right.
See?
The guy who started it
said he regrets it. The one who started the AI said he regrets it because – it's out of control already.
Now, hold on. No news coverage.
None.
Now, with the little bit of news coverage they do have, they did have some. It was like, they had to tell it, and we off to something other to keep your mind from not hearing that one.
Right,
now,
exactly. You don't
let's
want to
go with that
deep
concept. Because, right, again, I don't know. That's what I'm going to tell people. When I heard from people in the field as well, they are controlled by people. Now, I want people to listen carefully to what he just said, and you tell me, could this be real? Say those people that got killed at the company that produced the robots, which definitely happened, wanted them to see if these robots were killed. And I said to myself, wow, somebody gave me the clue. They said, no matter what people think, this is what was told to me. I'm just going to say, no matter what people think, they're still people who know that they want the kill switch for that goddamn AI. They're going to let the AI kill them. They're going to let the AI kill them. Understand that. The AI is designed to kill without liability. I'm telling you what I'm hearing.
No feeling.
Because you ain't going to be able to sue the AI. The AI or robot.
Nope.
So until legality get to that level where we most of us be there, if we be able to sue robots, I'll be there for sure. If I see a robot be able to be sued, I know I don't want to be here. So I say
speaking of suing, you got Pfizer, man. Everybody who you can help everybody that got shot up with that stuff, you can let them know now they can sue Pfizer because Pfizer lied and it's already proven.
Australia led the court case. Go to Australia court case.
And the New Zealand court case too. They put the person who exposed this, they fired him, ransacked his house, and put him in the street.
Yeah. Well,
this is how deep it is, y'all.
But that's what I'm upset about because me and you are even. Show you how connected mentally we are. That we two different age groups. He older than me by a couple of decades, and I'm saying to myself, he's seeing something that I can't get a lot of people to see that's in his age group. Let's go with that.
Right.
Hold on.
No.
My buddy on the line, he said he wanted to speak because he on my line.
Go ahead.
What number he on? Give me the last four digits so I can see what he is.
No, he on my line. He on my line.
Okay, well, he's going to have to hold tight, man.
Your show.
Yeah, hold on, hold tight. He'll be
he want to say one thing.
What do you want to say?
Because
I'm... Go ahead. Since he jumped on Jack. You, I'm going to.
Yeah, Shaq, go ahead.
Yeah, say something, brother. Because I was talking, but see, there's so many people on the live. I want to make sure, but my brother going to be the host. Don't worry, brother, until he's going to stay with us for the whole night. Okay, we're going to keep it going. Put yourself back on mute because he ain't coming on. So y'all know, I want this, but he West Coast. He come on for, we love him. He been through a lot of things that he over there, and he making sense about for y'all who listening for the first time, how the lie has been told about America in the eyes of us who already been here. And it's a very hell of a lie. So, yeah, I'll bring him on. But I'm going to give you one. Now, I want y'all to realize something. We do play stuff to make sure y'all get the documentation.
Bro,
the back
that thing you played earlier? Oh, that thing you played earlier? Oh, my God, that was awesome.
Yeah,
that was
so
awesome that we get. Yeah.
Yeah,
man,
I don't want people to think that we just run our mouths here. I want people to know this is
right,
a factual program.
That's what I know.
Everybody on here is sacred and voice to me because we would, you know, I've had to say, y'all show me something, but this has been documented. There have been court cases. But see, the thing I have a problem with, but Tariq and out there listening, we can't be fighting each other in court and then fight the other because a lot of people who had land, y'all fighting with y'all relatives, basically. That's what's going on today. And so y'all who was given some land, they knew that. They figured, we get y'all black folks, I'm going to go off today, but we get you black folks to do our bid because you got to present this stuff in law, in some type of court presence. Now, let's go with the public thing. Now, out there, I don't know what area you in, but this, what we talk about is common law.
Well, that's the law of the land, common law.
Yeah. Common law.
And since all states are under the auspices of D.C., which is also now dissolved because the U.S. corporation has been out of bankruptcy or reorganization now since 1933, I think four or five times.
Yeah,
so it is no longer. We're under White House Inc. right now. That's what what's running everything. Yeah.
Let's go with this. Before we take more calls. Now, he said something that all y'all should be alert to. I'm going to take all calls of this. Couldn't play it last week because the show was so hot. Everybody was on it. But, see, when y'all get a person who is older than all y'all, my parents, your grandparents, this man was 100 years old. 100 years old. 100 years old. That's died. To back up everything my brother Tariq said, because he was in the military. He was in Europe. He went to the area.
Ooh.
That's right.
Ooh.
And
tell it.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me let you know, this validation of you, man. This brother here said everything, yet y'all still worship man. He worshiped all month in secret. His name is Henry Kazar Kissinger.
Thank you. Nice to see you all.
He was brilliant, ambitious, controversial, and one of the most influential secretaries of state in American history.
I think we made further progress.
Henry Kissinger served Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, and was consulted by presidents of both parties on international issues throughout his life.
Henry Kissinger has been a friend of mine.
Nixon made him a national figure, and together they reimagined U.S. foreign policy, détente with the Soviet Union, relations with China, shuttle diplomacy in the Middle East. Kissinger helped shape Nixon's policy in Vietnam and negotiated an end to the war, famously declaring success prematurely just days before the 1972 election.
We believe that peace is at hand.
He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
Nothing that has happened to me in public life has moved me more than this award.
Though his co-recipient, North Vietnam's Lê Đức Thọ, declined the honor. 4 years later, President Ford awarded him the Medal of Freedom. He was a master of pragmatic, big-picture diplomacy, but he had his critics, who described him as manipulative and insecure. Some called him a war criminal for his role in bombing Cambodia and widening the war in Vietnam. Born in Germany in 1923, Kissinger's Jewish family fled to America as Hitler rose to power. He became a U.S. citizen, served in World War II,
and earned a Ph.D. at Harvard, where he became a professor. He caught the eye of Richard Nixon, who made him National Security Advisor, then Secretary of State, the only person ever to hold both jobs simultaneously.
There is no country in the world where it is conceivable that a man of my origins could be standing here next to the President of the United States.
But their relationship was complicated, and White House tapes reveal that Kissinger sometimes enabled the worst in Nixon.
It was a very curious relationship because we were not personally very close.
The night before he resigned in disgrace, Nixon asked Kissinger to kneel and pray with him.
And of course it was a crushing event, but I think of that evening as an experience with dignity, and it was very moving.
Kissinger was no faceless bureaucrat. He was a world-renowned celebrity.
I loved your foreign accent.
And he loved the spotlight. He was even something of a pop culture icon. After leaving government, he opened his own consulting firm, remaining active and sought after for decades. At 95, eulogizing John McCain's life, Kissinger sounded a wistful note about his own.
Like most people of my age, I feel a longing for what is lost and cannot be restored.
Henry Kissinger was a man of great accomplishment and controversy, but as he once told NBC's Barbara Walters, he had no regrets.
If I had to do it over again.
Now, that man said he felt the loss. He knew they may not be able to pull this off. He was part of all of them. He, the grand Illuminati of the West. Listen to, he said, I came from humble. Did you say, Brother Tariq? You said he came from, they talk bad about them over there. He said, I came from where I came from. Now they said, now they all spoke to the house, and so did the Jesuit Pope. That's, we about to get deep, y'all. I thought we going to the next level. Now we going to the law. The Pope was spoke to the Senate and the House. Oh, that's
in 2015.
That never happened before. Never happened before history.
Nope.
Now let me take some more calls. Stay with us, Brother Tariq. Let me take some more calls. Y'all want to ask Brother Tariq a question? He's a wealth of information. Let's go with Brother Virginia. What, the guy on the line, I'm going to go, before I go to another one, are you able to get him in? No or yes? If not, I'm going to the next caller. Cause I'm going to let him come. I'm going to try to get as many calls now because we're going to go to the top of the hour. Let me go to, yeah, go ahead. Let me hear you, brother, right quick. Go ahead.
I don't know where he is. Yo, you
okay, don't worry.
You good? All right.
No, but I got, let me go 9451. 9451. Jump in. 9451.
Thomas, what's good, man?
Brother Thomas,
what's good,
always,
what's
man.
Good.
Let's love, always.
Yes,
what's
sir,
always?
Man. It was good. Yo, did you, before I get into this stuff, I wrote down, I took notes. Did you get into that trailer that I sent you with, Grand Theft Auto?
With the one with the Tesla had that car ride going real fast? Did you send that?
No, yeah, I did. But the one with the video game.
I ain't see that one good, but I seen that one with Tesla car with 1,000 miles. Go ahead. But just tell us all about it. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, check that out, man. I sent it to you earlier this week. I'll send it again, though, but I put it in the group chat. But, they in Miami. They got the chicks twerking on the cars and stuff, BBLs and everything. Yeah, it's all for chin.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I worked at 666 Fifth Avenue before.
Man, that's deep.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that in. Martin Luther King Moms was also, she was killed by a black dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think
that's
she was
right.
shot in a truck.
That's right.
I saw the dude.
Yes, you're right.
I saw the dude. He looked like he was LGBT too. I saw the dude Lloyd Austin. I saw that speech he gave saying that we gotta send our kids to war or give them the money. Like it's like a sticker.
Yeah.
It's a sticker.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
And he's a black dude. Like, how they get this nigga this type of power? I wanted to say that cryptocurrency and digital currency are not the same thing. Okay. You know, those things shouldn't be conflated. And the technology that we need to learn is blockchain. That's what cryptocurrency is made on. And that'll take out a lot of the, especially us black people, all of the arguing over money and stuff will disappear.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
You know?
Hold on. One at a time. Let Brother Thomas finish his thought. Like y'all did. Go ahead.
Yeah, CRISPR. Damn. I saw the day that they used it for CRISPR. The first time on sickle cell. So now they could cure sickle cell with CRISPR, but the treatment is $2.5 million. But remember, CRISPR is really for the babies. The babies, to
Designer
fix
baby.
The babies in the womb,
Designer
take
baby.
All that
That's
stuff
right.
out of them.
Right.
That's really what it's for. And you talked about Blavatsky. She's down with Crowley. Two more things I got real quick. Goldman Sachs, Rothschilds. Goldman Sachs is to the Rothschilds what J.P. Morgan Chase is to the Rockefellers. They own that. You know what I'm saying? So always remember, anytime you see Goldman Sachs, that's Rothschilds. And Brother Tyreek said, the ghettos, they come from Venice, Italy, and it was the part of the city where the Jewish people were restricted to live. They were segregated there, right? So they traded places. We just traded places with them. Now we live in the ghettos, but they own it. Every ghetto I've ever been to, they own everything. You know what I'm saying? So just let you
but
know that.
Let's go with the ghettos, because I want to see the two dichotomies of the ghetto of East and West. Remember, the ghettos of the Western world, the Medicis, we talking about Moorish ancestry, the Avalanis, the Saracens. These are Moorish mercantile families of the Venetian Empire. Go look this up, because I know I'm going to bet some money. I'm right. Venetian Empire, that's what he just said. Now, the Venetian Empire is what the Queen Elizabeth dealt with when they made them goddamn treaties of friendship and peace. Now, how come that ain't talked about? That's what I want to know. You just talked about it, of course, because you know the facts. But go ahead, finish up.
That's all I got to add, brother. Peace, man.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Brother Thomas. Brother Thomas, hey, you can get him on. Beverly D, my brother, come on here. He everywhere. I love him, man. Keep it doing what you're doing, bro, because that knowledge has got to keep flowing. Now, I told you, I'm getting all y'all on 8554. 8554.
Yeah, wow. You know, Henry Kissinger served in the United States Army. He was in...
Yes, he did.
I hear a lot of veterans. Peace to all the veterans that called in tonight.
Yes,
he served in the counterintelligence unit, I think from 1943 to 1946 or something like that. Now, since we're talking about the military, now the sister that supposedly tried to burn down Martin Luther King's house, you know she was in the Navy, highly decorated Navy veteran. And how ironic. Now, supposedly she had tried to make that attempt, what was it, on December 8th. I thought that was very interesting that was very too close to the date of December 7th. You know what happened on December 7th? Well, that's when the Japanese Navy or Air Force, whatever you want to call them, attacked the naval base in Pearl Harbor. That ain't no coincidence, bro.
That ain't no coincidence, man. Thank you. Keep it going. That ain't no condense at all.
And what we were talking about on the chat line the other day about the sister that tried to kill King in Harlem, New York, her birthday was on June 14th.
Right.
Ironically, that's Trump's birthday, and it's also the birthday of the United States Army.
hey, you heard Trump on that tape. He said, Henry Kissinger, the facts matters to me. He said, Henry Kissinger's a friend of mine. I said, oh, hell. That's a sign. That's why I told y'all, the white people, we about to go into the global. We're going to go into the Anglo-Saxon hour at 10 o'clock because I want y'all to know they're about to get y'all.
Check this out. Y'all were right about that number with the 17 million people globally dying. from the COVID, from the Wuhan coronavirus. Ironically,
right.
Now check this out. This is from Natural News. Now it says new research has compiled by doctors Dennis Rancourt, Maureen Baldwin, Joseph Hickey, and Jeremy Mercer, published on September 17, 2023, estimates that ever since the launch of Operation Warp Speed, at least 17 million people have died from that COVID shot.
I told y'all. That's vindication.
Operation Warp Speed.
That's all.
Hey,
dry
bones. You know, I was telling people about this in 2019 with Antoinette. So, come on, let's go back to the archive and listen.
Hold on. We saying vindication.
Hey, two more quick things. Going jumping back to the sports. Now you mentioned the Seminoles, the Seminole tribe, Seminoles. Now, ain't it a coincidence that Florida State was ranked like number one and number two during the whole college football season?
Yes.
And their quarterback got hurt. Now they got left out the championship and they undefeated. What the fuck is that?
The Seminoles got gambling, y'all. I told y'all, for the first time, the biggest casino in Broward County.
You and LB had that mass shooting, what was it, last week. And don't think it's an accident that, like I said, the sister was talking about all these spells and rituals. They're going all the time. Now, you had, I forgot the number of people got killed on there, but ain't it ironic that on February 11th, they're having the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. They just had that bullshit in-season tournament in Vegas also, Indiana versus the Lakers. And so happily, the Lakers
That's
win
right.
the championship.
It was in Vegas. Ain't that a coincidence?
Right.
And the first
in
thing
Vegas.
LeBron
in
James
Vegas.
Said was what?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what did LeBron say? You don't need guns in this country because too many people got the right to own a gun.
Right.
That's exactly what he said.
Now, see,
and
y'all,
then what happened? His son
That's
played awesome. The other day.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hold on. No, but we talk a lot. I see that your area still getting a heavy dose of people moving in. You got a lot of people moving into Tennessee.
All the people don't know. I'm not in Chicago no more. I'm in Memphis now.
That's right. That's why I said that. You see a whole new dichotomy now. You should be double vindicated based on the fact that you left Chicago. And look what you've been saying it archive-wise. Everybody listening to yourself talk. You be like, damn, you prophecy. Y'all making your own prophecy of what y'all saying. You said it did not look right. Now they are in danger. You see the black folks in Chicago now? They talking about they might have to take them out. I'm like, that's like the bird shit.
Mm-hmm.
They are talking about interrupting that Democratic National Convention. Right. It's supposed to be there.
It happened to
Yes.
Hold on. Mary Lou Hammer, love that sister. That's just Mary Lou Hammer was a bad Mississippi mama there, buddy. That she didn't play. At that time, I'm sure she didn't realize what she was doing, but as she got older, I'm sure she knew. But when she did, that convention was in Chicago. I believe when they went berserk in Chicago. Got to burn up shit. Mayor Daley had to come on out and do what he had to do.
Old man Daley, right.
Yeah. Now, I told you, but Tariq, vindication, Henry Kissinger was what? Secretary of State. Secretary. I'm just vindicated.
That's right.
Yeah, Secretary.
That's right.
So you already.
Just had the anniversary December 4th of Fred Hampton's assassination with the help of Chicago Police Department up in Chicago. Hey.
There you go. Hey,
yep.
And the FBI.
Now, nobody knows
and
I'm going to play on the show.
And the FBI just arrested a bunch of people in New Jersey, a bunch of rabbis in New Jersey for child trafficking and part selling, human part sales and shit.
That's the part.
Come on, bro.
Now, let's go with the part selling. Let's go with the part selling, y'all. Now, I know the game on. I know, but we got the just one program that we're going to do both. Did y'all not see when they asked the comedians, I got to find Malcolm. The comedians got more power now than everything than right now. They was on the NBA, like y'all just said, it happened with LeBron. They had Kevin Hart had them on, and they had Pascal Beverly, ask about sex magic with the see how they did it.
Hey, yeah, I saw that, man.
Yeah. Pascal Beverly, I just gave you the sex magic man, Pascal Beverly. And he asked about the dude named Guidry who had underage sex. Now, what? I hope y'all listen now.
That's funny. Patrick Beverly's from Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. I told you. I'm putting it together now. I told you. That's why we call it Dry Bone, because we put it all together.
But wait a minute. That dude, Josh Giddy, he's under investigation having sex with him. But he hasn't got suspended.
Yeah, but hold on. They asked Kevin Hart on his show when he was doing the same thing that the Manning brothers and all them do now, and like what we emulating ourselves.
Kevin Hart, man, and he asked about Josh Giddy, and Patrick Beverly act like he didn't want to get in the situation, man.
That's right. You seen it? Now, he said, I cannot go against my sponsors. I got to stay commercial. That's what Kevin Hart said. Now,
Kevin Hart worked for J.P. Morgan Chase.
And he named his sponsors. They told him to stay quiet. He handled it professional. I ain't going to talk bad. He did what he had to do. He knew he had the money game going. He didn't want to go under shock therapy because that's what he would have been going under. We've been watching. Next week, if he would win against that, he'd be walking outside naked talking about, who am I? Y'all better be careful. They ain't playing with you. You go. That's a sponsorship. He said my trademark. I can't go against my brand. He said my brand. I said, damn.
Wow.
They remember now, when you say your brand, that means we still branding your ass as niggas. That's why I tell people, I said, man, it's magic word. I stopped looking that up. I ain't making this up. Did you know that when you was valuable in the slave trade, on the slavitude, you was branded? That's where all this branding come from. That you have taken stock into this philosophy, or is this endeavor? Now I'm gonna go. We about to get it on. Let me get some more calls. I got three callers, three last callers. I'm gonna leave all y'all mics open because once we get past 10, there's no more playing. 7472.
Okay. Dry bombs.
Yes, Brother Kwame. Perfect timing.
Yes, sir.
We wasn't playing, you came on next. Go ahead.
You know, we focus on all of this that's going on right now, but remember Jade Helm that they did there in the Southwest back in, 2015,
yes.
2017?
Yes, they did.
Right now in Dallas, just go to the Dallas Metro. Dallas Department of Defense is doing maneuvers from the 4th of December through the 16th using high-tech frequencies. And these are the maneuvers that they're doing there again in that Southwest area. Also, what has been put on the market is now they have the ability. You remember that said that they could aerosol vaccinations. Now they've already created to where they can oversee. You could go to, Popular Science. Science figure out a way to control human genes with electronics. So all of these devices that we carry in now is probably why they did the test, a nationwide test, when they did the test on all the cell phones and being able to transmit to them.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
Now they can transmit that frequency of control and being able to, you know, people that had that shot, activate that dormant DNA in there. Activate these frequencies, which controls people's body functions, control and make people sleepers. So you're looking at this AI is attacking. This is the new weapon of technology warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming to us at the cellular level. I watched my mother last Wednesday. I stood there holding her there in DeKalb, Illinois, take her last breath. But the night that I came in there, they had her on morphine and to give her morphine for the pain because we were going to take her off the respirator the next day. The thing that they did was while I was sitting there, the nurse came in to give her the sedative that was supposed to be to keep her, you know, dealing with the pain. Do you know my mother grabbed that call button press that call because she couldn't. She had a mask on that the respirator was breathing for. Grabbed that call button, started pushing it and pointing to her heart. And we wonder, and we call the nurse in, and we ask, we said, what's going on? And I said, what did y'all just give her? She says, we gave her a sedative. I said, well, what was it? I said, morphine don't act like it. She said, no, we didn't give her no morphine. We changed it to fentanyl. Fentanyl.
What's
killing people. That's what's killing people out here in these streets. They gave a 91-year-old a dose of fentanyl. And my mama had a reaction to that, and she
immediately.
And we had them to call the doctor. I stayed in her room that night because I wasn't going to let them administer another dose of that stuff.
Nothing.
You call the doctor, get her put back on the morphine until we can take her off the respirator tomorrow evening.
Tell it.
We had 35 people, plus we did a Zoom call. When they took that respirator off of her, I stood there with my great-grandson beside me. And once I held her in her back, I held her head up. Everybody gathered around the bed. I whispered him. I took her hearing aid out, and I told my mother, I said, Mama, you are free now. You can go. Your spirit is free. Take your last breath. She released her urine. And she grasped that last breath, and those are two sounds that I can never forget. Mm-hmm. That last breath coming out of my mother and the urine releasing from her body.
But
the part of our celebration was I told her, she's not pronouncing her that. No, she has been freed. She has exhaled. She's exited this hell we have here on earth.
Exit
the hell we have been born into in this earth.
Come on, tell it. Yeah.
See, this is the part that we got to begin, and we got to do these ceremonies and stop allowing them to process of killing our elders. And they was not
getting
no body parts. She was cremated. Mm-hmm. My mama died Wednesday. She was cremated Friday.
Wow.
You don't get the chance to do all of that.
Uh-uh. Yeah, because they got the new machine. They got the new machine that they put you in, and you come out liquid.
But I got my mother's ashes sitting on my fireplace mantle right now.
That's the way to do it, brother.
Awesome, bro. Yeah, that's right.
Now, let me ask this out there listening, though. Again, I play these things because a lot of our people, and I experienced this firsthand because I also had a death in the family as well, they would not listen to you when you told them that this, and that's why I'm such an advocate against this, what took place, that the acceleration of anything that's bothering your immune system. All the elements that we have, the shot is designed. And it's just called a slow kill. Y'all read this book. I've just talked to people who never listened before. It's called slow kill.
And them damn respirator machines, too.
They the respirator.
Right.
The machines,
but what we have
to. They're designed to kill
right,
you.
Right.
But before you go, I'm going to let you go. But I just want to talk to Sergeant State. Like New York State was like allowing the elderly first. One of the first states that was. The elderly died, and the spirit bit was done there, I'm sure of what I know. The spirit bit was done there, and they made
and
sure.
And some of the VA hospitals.
Yeah. But go ahead, Brother Kwame. Yeah, finish up. I just want people
to know. Yeah, but what I want to do, if we have loved ones that we have to, because when you go to the funeral home, you have to fill out, we took the insurance papers, fill out her death certificate. I filled out my sister at power attorney. We filled out the death certificate, the director says African American. I said no, she's not an African American, she's a Native American.
Right.
Make sure that you don't get counted as that gets your nationality, because that is authenticity. When they look up your family tree, when they look at your death certificate, it says your nationality. She is Native American Shawnee. That's what I had put on my mother's death certificate.
Wow.
That's powerful there. Now, let me ask you now, because I know, again,
yeah, that's
you got
that.
you know your history. They got so many our people scared to say that because, but when you look deep into what he just said, everybody, I mean, really look deep, because he said some things, but see, if you don't go and reiterate what he said and manifest this books and talk, they did such a job. That's why that Seminole thing was deep. The Seminole Indians, and I got it, that's one of the things because of things that happened with our own family, caused you to have delay, but there's a history here in St. Augustine that's unbelievable. Chief Warhorse, I kept saying to you, please, if y'all can get other people together, that these laws was put in place. Where is our lawyers at? This is where I got my problem. We almost at 10 o'clock. I'm going to say, let me get these two more. We want to say one more thing before I say two more people? Brother Palmy, I just want to get these last two in before 10
o'clock. Yeah, just one more thing, and that we have to begin to look at our nationality is basic important for our to reclaim our sovereignty and to decolonize from the colonization. This is how we're going to be free from this. And the part of it is like brother was talking about Louisiana. Look up Watson Trace. It's right above Poverty Point. There, right there by Monroe, Louisiana.
Monroe,
archaeologists have Watson Trace. Archaeologists have carbon dated 5,400 years old the artifact of that needle point there.
Come on,
at Watson Trace, older than the pyramid.
I've heard the same thing. From what y'all saying, I ain't gonna dispute that. Let me get
the mound builder.
We have far more pyramids here than any place in Africa, so-called.
Right.
But don't they give us the clues, though? Because I know people saying, y'all saying stuff, but I just want y'all to get some validation of the secrecy. They give you the clues. I mean, why would you put a pyramid on your money here and then say...
you're in Illinois.
Right. These are things that the clues that I tell people... When you don't know these symbols or these signs of wonders, it makes the people dumb because they can put anything on. But by them putting that on there, and they're saying in so many words, they have admitted. I mean, y'all are the ones telling me to go look the shit up. I go look it up. It's there. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck this don't work if it's there. That's where I'm trying to figure out how we can implement this to be. Because anybody that you telling me, y'all telling me, is not the issue. I trust what y'all. Telling me. I'm saying, how do we emanate this information?
Because
I tell people, even homeschool.
Can I ask Derek a question?
Go ahead.
Derek said, he said Kissinger was in the military intelligence in 42 to 46. Is that right, Derek?
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
We were at war with Germany. How is a German going to be in American intelligence and we fighting Germans?
Right. Now, we're going to debate that's why these questions got to be asked. I asked them, you asking them. Now, I think that it's got to be a ploy. There's no way that you can tell me that they're going to go, take over Germany, yet Henry Kissinger comes from Germany, and military intelligence already there. That's the early stage of Mossad.
And he has a PhD from Harvard. You know, we are already talking about how them people from Harvard are.
Yeah, and Brene Brown.
They're dangerous.
He with Brene Brown. But hold on. My thing for all y'all in different age groups out there, I can only go by what I've seen in your age group as a little kid. It's happened during the time of y'all, in y'all essence of life. Like Walter Fauntleroy, Ray Brother. I said to myself, man, I looked up all the shit I need to look up. I said, man, this is some deep shit because here it is, just the beginning stages of SNCC, the beginning stages of SEL. My mind thought black people financed this. Mm-hmm. I'm a little kid. I'm thinking black. I get old to find out we did not finance shit.
Nothing. Not one thing.
No. Hold on. Now, I don't know how y'all had to believe it as well. I mean, obviously, that's why I say everybody been brainwashed. If you ever heard me, I've been brainwashed. I don't even try to lie. But all of us had to be brainwashed at that era to believe that because to this day till you came out of that disillusion of what was actually the reality.
It's Nick Mean, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
Right.
Right.
Now, you telling me all this was designed, and you just said earlier.
Right there in Tennessee.
Yeah. And Elizabeth Elsa, y'all said Elizabeth Elsaby, my brother said from Virginia, he absolutely, I think Patrick Moore from New York made good time scenario.
It's being interfered with. It's something that's interfering. Come on, somebody's clicking something.
I don't hear nobody, but because I hope y'all do. Put yourself on mute.
You keep breaking up.
Two more callers. I got 5922 and 7696. Bring y'all in. Y'all been on for a long time. Appreciate y'all holding this long because this show is hot. It's hot today. 5922, and we at nighttime.
Hello, Brother Drybones. This is Cher from Texas.
Texas.
How are you all?
Love you, Texas. Appreciate you coming on.
Right.
I appreciate you all and all the insightful information. I mean, we learn a lot, and I'm glad this all with all different groups of generations. I definitely appreciate that because, you know, us young people, they attack us hard because all we want is something for our vote and something for our people. So you know how we got to fight.
That's right.
But, yeah, we just had no black girl magic happened here, or no black first female mayor happened here. Old Sheila Jackson Lee got beat by a landslide, okay? So she's out, no Chicago, no, even though they ain't going to allow that in Texas anyway because we don't do sanctuary cities. They passed that policy in 2016 through the legislative session, no sanctuary cities.
No sanctuary
cities
in Texas. Good.
No sanctuary. That's why we got to understand policy and legislation, and that's why I'm continuing to work with the state and the Texas Policy Institute to get some for our people, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes,
mm-hmm.
He got beat by a landslide, didn't make it as mayor. Telling you, she not only loved and not even loved in her own community, but other people, other cultures didn't rock with her anyway. But she never did nothing for us. So I'll leave that there because we know the agenda for why they want these lesbians. She's a lesbian, too. You go look it up, do your research, like Rob Ross say, go look it up. But, yeah, they got these people in place for a reason. And the Negro mayor, he leaving, the homosexual, he'll be leaving soon. So we got rid of that problem. But I want to also, I know the 17 million people who, you know, they stayed in a dime for the CV-19. Now, remember, y'all, all the test runs started under Gay Bomber. See, under Gay Bomber, we had Zika. We had SARS.
It's
we had the swine flu.
Go ahead,
we had Ebola.
Go ahead.
We had all of that. So that was all the test runs that we didn't pay attention to.
That's
and then
right.
Wham, bam, they hit us with the CV-19. So just, you know, we got to just kind of remember because they keep the news cycle going so fast to make us forget. So we can't even remember something a couple of years, couple of seconds ago, minutes or years ago. So I wanted to hit that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then
good.
I wanted to also talk about they still talking about Hamas and Israel. It's sad that a lot of those people who, presidents who testified at those universities, they calling for them people jobs now. I don't remember in the contract it said you can't talk about these small head Zionist Jews. I'm confused. And they're calling for the suspension of some of these students. So are they going to refund these students their money? I mean, something got to go, but we know these people cause problems everywhere they go. So I wanted to kind of touch on that too. And then my last question, I guess, to you all is why are these people – I know it's for money, but why are they such warmongers? Why? You know, they've been at war against us for the longest. You know, this undercover, covert war, LBJ, the KKK, and all that.
But I wanted to ask that
question.
Yeah, because you was in the military. What's your thoughts on that? Why? Why are you
I never was in the military. I refused long ago, but I know of the military as I studied under people who were in the military. And they told me certain things. And then my friend out here, his nephew is in the DIA. And so we get intel from him now and again on what's going on. So, you know, it's all the business. It's the war business. War is the business.
Can I speak to that question she asked? Go ahead. I was in the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War was the Ho Chi Minh Trail. It was the French connection of the heroin trade.
All of the countries that
we go to war is because they want the raw material of that land. If the people don't let them come in and take, they will attack them and create a war in order to get those resources. Yep. That's what Hamas is, because off the coast of the Gaza coast, where the Palestinians are, $3 trillion worth of natural gas and oil off the coast.
And BP has already made the contract with them.
Yeah, that's why Israel wants that money.
But hold on, but in America, in America, the last of the Babylon. Notice. They pushing Green Deal agenda on the people. Now, I'm not saying y'all believe. I said the agenda for black people in politics is Green Deal. Now, your mayors, I'm only talking about your local area right now. I know what our mayor did. She took money from George Soros. Her name was Carl.
And the governor.
And the governor. And the governor. So I played it on it. See, y'all know I played it. I played it on the program. I don't hide nothing. I played it on the program and said that he was of a high-level sorority. He is military, DeSantis. That name is, should be, look it up, DeSantis. And again, he's not even Spanish. He's not even Spanish. That's another thing. He's not Spanish.
That's Mussolini, Italian.
He's Italian. And so the thing that's going on here, guys. Hey, dry bones.
I'm online here, thanks to my sister, and I would like to answer that lovely sister's question,
which is a very good one.
Part of the reason for the wars is the fact that the United States is one of the smallest, powerful, freedom of speech country that needs to be silent. And when they also create wars, they've taken down another, they weaken in another country. In order to have global dominance, you have to break down the kings and the queens of freedom. That's why they're making a mockery of Donald Trump under our legal system. Okay,
that's
when you break down, when you have no law and order, when you break down a country, that's the first thing. That's why you let the borders come open. Because when they're coming in, they're bringing in they're bringing in everything. So the whole goal is to take down the United States and then take down and colonize and other countries when you have a war. And then you use the United States money, using the United States weapons. And that's how, you know, but that is the real reason of war, not just for money, but for power and to bring down the United States. Because we always involved in some kind of way.
I know 100% agreement.
And who's going to help us if we get attacked? That's what I'd like to know.
What she just said was...
It's not necessarily a takedown of the United States. It's a regrouping. It's called the Great Reset.
Hold on. I just want to make sure y'all, those who ain't listening for the first time, because y'all have been listening, when we say takedown, the United States is the last beacon of light to the world. Now, this is where the prophecy comes in, everybody. Look, it tells you on your dollar bill, you are the second Egypt. I said, wait a minute. The reverse of spell, the first should be last, last should be first. You only second because of what took place when you was the first. So, they brought the first and made it the second. Use the scripture of Esau. This is so easy. I'm like, I could go through this all day long. They use the scripture of Esau mathematically to say you sold your birthright. That's what it said. Through deception. You sold your birth, and then they said you was hairy. So they said, we know what? We got to make up some shit. We're going to make up some shit for their ass. We'll give them Darwin's theory. We're going to give them Darwin's theory.
You sold your birthright and gave up your DNA through that shot, and now you don't know what type of shit is up in you now.
Hell yeah. Well, now, you sold the DNA, for those of you in the chemic world and in the masonic world, it's divine nature of atom, of the atom. Mm-hmm.
Let me bring up something that y'all are seeing right there. Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
No.
Let me just bring this up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something about that daggone thing. That thing where Hamas is actually worth $11 million, too. That's another thing. I put an article on the other day. They in Qatar. They in London. They ain't no army, man. That's like three leaders, man. It's some nonsense. But
they billionaires.
Let me say something about BC.
They're billionaires. The Hamas leaders is billionaires.
Somebody brought up BC.
It's deception.
Somebody
the whole thing is deception.
BC. British Petroleum. Let me
there
tell you
go.
Something. Y'all remember when BP had that oil spill? When BP had that oil spill in the Gulf of Mississippi, and Barack Obama pardoned them devils should have went to jail for that daggone thing when that oil spill happened out there.
That's right. That was environmental. Now, hold on. Let's stop for a minute because, see, y'all go so deep. Stop. I said, man, they're going into
catastrophe.
Hold on. That was design. The Valdez thing, design. Because that's environmental. That's how they got the legislation in to bring the global initiative. See what's happening? We're spilling oil.
Problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Appreciate you on that.
When the BP oil spill, they created, and when they finished with the BP oil spill, you had the Codex bill. Nobody can grow farmers. You have to be licensed by the FDA that you can grow any kind of produce. They passed the bill when BP was oil spilling.
Oh, Codex.
Congress passed that Codex bill.
Codex.
Look it up. The Codex bill was passed.
Now, don't you know me? Definitely. That's when I was in the Feathers. I was hanging. The Codex bill. That's why I told you. Look up Pope Benedict the 14th, the bull, papal bull of December.
Yeah.
1741. I told you where Codex came from. That's Latin.
Yeah.
The Latin word means, when you say Latin America, that means Vatican rule, everybody. I don't know where y'all, I got Latin dictionaries everywhere. Tells me the same word. Anytime you hear Latin world, it means Vatican rule. It don't mean nothing about no goddamn Spanish shit. It's Vatican rule. I don't know where y'all getting this from. This is just knowledge 101. Now, let's get back to where we need to be right now. I want to be on another level. I'm going to another level with this shit. Y'all just said that how the Valdez, they got the meeting in Dubai with an oil producer because your money is connected to the Saudi Arabia, everybody. That's why. You think you ruled by white folks? I told y'all this. How many times did Dr. Ben, I just look at all the people who told me, I said, damn. Either I'm lucky enough to be around people who were able to see the big light, because there's no way that the Friendship of Peace, the Barbary Wars, the Marines, the Land of Tripoli was in the song. I mean, this is in the song, the history. It said that the Barbary Coast would happen to open up the Gates of Hercules, which is the pillars. I mean, I don't even have to say the pillars. I hope not, but just they being why. They going through the Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
That's why I say your name was Brother Tariq. Now, you had to realize you was asking for tribute. Do you know that? Know that, right? You do know that Tariq was the Grand Sultan. I can go all day with this. I really can't.
He was the Grand General.
He was the Grand General. But he's a killer if you did not do what he said. If you didn't do what he said, he would kill you. Now, that's why Muhammad.
I ain't going to make him mad.
A sword. Here it is in Islam. It's a sword under the moon. What's the moon, y'all? What's the moon? Now, let's go. I just say one thing. Before you say British Petroleum, the secret word for British Petroleum is called British Iranian.
British Iranian, right.
The Iranians was the first Yeah, I re- dude, yeah. You're talking to, we are going all levels today. This is why I say, if no one did not know, when you say BP, if you don't know Iran's in the equation, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, really. You just
talk. That's right.
You just talk.
Because it's all based on Iran.
Yeah, Iran. It's called British Iranian, and it became Anglo-Iranian first.
Yes, sir.
They gave you.
That's it.
The Anglo, they said, we are Anglo-Saxon. Now, I just want y'all to realize this. Y'all put it on Facebook, all you Facebook people. I said, man, I don't even know if we are like narcissists or something, but just to say we know something don't mean shit. I mean, we know a lot of shit don't mean we know something. We could say all day, do we really know? Now, all y'all on here, y'all on game. See, usually, they don't, you be censored. You cannot go to anywhere talking the way y'all talk, basically. It's very small circles. You cannot go to the Boule or NAACP and say, you know, I found out all this.
Nope.
Can we add on to the, can we add on to the history? Hell no.
Never allowed.
You ain't never going to add on nothing that's already controlled by these people. So you can
that's
lie
it.
To yourself and believe you can do it. You're lying to your own self. That's where the first says, I'm a liar. It's because you believe a lie. Let me go to one. Hold on. 7696. You go ahead. I'm going to give you 5 minutes because you've been holding. 7696.
I got some background noise, John Bond. I'm going to mute myself when I'm on here.
Okay. All right. Just mute yourself and I'll keep you on. Don't just mute yourself. You got something to say? Come on back. Now, you know that all that's going on in your own personal life, that's why I call it Slavitude. They know, I don't know how much money y'all make, don't care. That's your own business. But you are a business. Your life is a business. It must see, because they never told us till we got old in life and say, this shit a business. I gotta pay taxes to die and be born. This a fucking business, dude. They done made this transaction heavy duty for all of us. Now, y'all say we can get out of it. I agree, we could get out of it. But when you got black folks who going to be the zombie enemies first and foremost, I'm going to tell you straight up, there's no other group that I've ever seen that is gullible as sheep, as in that Bible, as black America. I don't care what you call yourself whatever name, whatever.
That is fact.
You got
that's
people walking down here with masks and face
I've
shields
never seen,
on.
People like this in my life. I don't care if you come from the Bahamas. You could be Haitian. I'm here in Miami. Ain't nothing you can say to me about any group. I'm interactive with every group. Every group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just think about myself, I said, well, damn, how is North Miami controlled by the Russians? That's amazing.
Oh.
That is fucking amazing. Ain't that amazing, anybody who been here? You don't even, if you ain't ever been in Aventura, you could talk all the shit. Your location tell you who in power.
But
well,
you don't know how the Russians, you don't know how the Russians roll in this country. See,
well,
they've been,
I do know. I know. But right, now here's the question. We got to come up with something because I guarantee you, this next election, if there is one, just the question.
Not going to be.
Yeah. Now I want y'all. The reason why they burnt up, they wanted to pretend to burn up Dr. King's house because didn't he warn you he was taking you into a burning house?
Yep.
He warned you. He was
mm.
And they was gonna burn the house for you because this is why.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life, nor liberty, and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor white and Negro bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters.
Well,
it didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
Sound like Obama right there. All labor have dignity.
My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
I must confess that that dream that I had that day has at many points turned into a nightmare. Now, I'm not one to lose hope. I keep on hoping. I still have faith in the future. But I've had to analyze many things over the last few years, and I would say over the last few months. I've gone through a lot of soul-searching and agonizing moments, and I've come to see that we have many more difficult days ahead, and some of the old optimism was a little superficial, and now it must be tempered with a solid realism. And I think the realistic fact is that we still have a long, long way to go, and that we are involved in a war on Asian soil, which, if not checked and stopped, can poison the very soul of our nation. I'm not going to say that all of our problems will be solved if the war in Vietnam is ended, but I do say that the war makes it infinitely more difficult to deal with these problems. When a nation becomes obsessed with the guns of war, it loses its social perspective, and programs of social uplift suffer. This is just a fact of history, so that we do face many more difficulties as a result of the war. It's much more difficult to really arouse a conscience during a time of war. That is something about a
now, you in war now, and they burning down King House, just like
yep.
he said.
Right.
So they give you all the symbols in Atlantis, in the
they
land of Atlantis. The
burn Hollywood, yeah. burn.
Yes, sir. Come on. They tell you.
So much.
They tell you.
Here's the high order of all granite. This is a granite cult. I mean. Y'all do know the Bible. I hope y'all do, because it's a basic alien book. It says that I would have the rocks cry out. What rock actually can emanate out but granite? This is what I call the dry bone. We're about to get right back. We'll be right back with y'all. I think the Dolphins are losing, y'all. We'll be right back.
All of you that came out today to spend the afternoon with us, all right?
love for y'all out there who listen.
Hey, drop on.
It's going to be serious. Yes,
Brother D.
Go ahead, Brother D.
I just want to say a couple things. See, Obama was the wrath that they were talking about, one of the plagues. He distributed all the plagues, and then that was the with him, you know, with all the, you know, them diseases, you know what I'm saying, them
right,
vaccines or whatever.
His name is Barack. That's right. He the Bible is Barack as the wrath. Yes, go ahead.
Basically that was his you know, spell on the world. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they needed him to do it. And he brought that change in, and that was the change that we have been saying it all along on Dry Bones. We have been saying, like, whatever they got planned, they got something serious that's coming into play. But he was whipping up. He was bringing it out into fruition to shadow us down. Like we say, he was the big pacifier for the black people, so we can stay pacified. Because everybody sat down. People went on and got old. Old people was like, I can go on and die now. I don't need to say nothing else.
Right.
Seeing the black president, my life is over. I know a lot of people. They don't understand that.
You remember that time? You remember that time? That the time when he became.
Yeah, I remember. It was a scary time. I felt because
it's a miracle.
Go ahead. Yeah, I ain't look at it as a miracle. I look at different stuff. I look at stuff different. I looked at it as something bad was about to happen. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I'm just saying.
I agree. And it did.
That's
too.
What I looked at.
I'm saying, I got you. But you see, the people thought it was a miracle. I know you in the omen. It's like an omen because, again, y'all mentioned these people who proliferate the. So even though Omen, the dude Damien was, he was a representative. But he operations was going to be taken over. That's what he really showed in that Omen movie.
Yeah.
And you just said Obama
was
like a change.
Obama was the major deception. The major deception that locked the whole country down because, you know, they did the Nobel Peace Prize. They did all these things. They gave him all this variations of military power, that he could use the drones to kill people with and so forth.
So,
you know, he literally stood in front of a large crowd and said that the people are too small-minded to take care of their own affairs, and we work very hard for these generations to get this new world order.
Yes, he said that. He sure did. Now, these are the things that you got to wonder about. Now, I understand y'all, but our strategy is now, all I'm doing is telling you, I don't know the region you're in, but when this thing kicks off, I just hope all y'all around people that will be able to fight, because the thing is, they already know they got the Anglo-White-Saxon, who the Vatican has deemed as a heretic. That's what the word heretic. They wasn't talking about you, black people. That's why I say y'all getting shit confused. You was not actually the execution of anything in the Dark Ages. If anything, you were some of the judges, but I won't go that far today. Because remember, the heretics was Saint these Jesuit Inquisitors. They called the Spanish Inquisition. No one likes to read. It's not been a black movie on this at all. I guarantee you.
One of the most vicious killing periods of history ever.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm talking about unbelievable. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, if I was born, I just don't remember at the moment. But let's just say, my goodness, that is. I mean,
traveling through Spain, I saw it myself, man. Traveling through España, I seen it, man. Where you see what the Moors left, you see what they have taken down, you see places like Sevilla, where, you know, tourism and so forth. I was in Almeria down at the coast, about south coast, where all the stuff was brought in by the Moors to enlighten Europe or Europa.
because the name is Europa, not Europe. Remember,
that's right. Europa.
It's only them English, them stupid ass Anglians that that don't want you to know the story because it's a sister, it's a goddess, it's a melanated goddess that is named after y'all. Come on, be right with it.
I don't know if they. I'm gonna say this, and you know, I have to be a devil advocate today, but somehow we gotta do this. I don't say they don't tell us because I mean I looked at all their festivals, including Christmas. Kris Kringle over there, they got them as black. They got a lot of stuff that be black. I told you the black face is part of a ritual that they have to perform.
Right, and they got them eating the children's legs.
Right.
That's where you get
That's right. Pedophile. My thing is, if these ancient things ain't real, then because I analyzed in my little short period of life, I analyzed what they say was paganism. And these rituals, and you see sex magic is also in the Bible. The same thing that they talking about in the Bible, orgies and all this stuff, is in the Bible. Right there. I don't know if you know where they're at, y'all, but Songs of Solomon, that's sex. That's poetry about sex. All of the harems in the Bible is called concubines.
Concubines,
so,
that's right.
I mean, so the fact that the word concubine and not one preacher, white or black, whatever, don't even bring this up. Like, you got that concubines and, you know. So you get a distorted history of the Bible anyway. You can't even tell me that you're getting a real, if I can't say, well, why do they have concubines? You don't know about concubines. You are an idiot to the Bible. It shouldn't even be, really, you shouldn't discuss it at all because you don't even know the different levels of the Bible by now. And that's why I say she said that we are, you just said earlier, y'all, that the white woman said that they dumbed America. She doesn't mean education. She means total education. I mean religion, everything has been dumbed down for you.
The whole ball of wax.
Yeah, everything's dumbed down. Not just going to school. The whole concept has been to dumb you down, us down. Because, of course, we and all you on here has came out of it.
It's to get the people. The system is there to teach the people to identify the resistors. It's the brown shirt theory. That's what they're doing. They turn the whole population into brown shirts.
Now, I love what you just said. Hold on. Stay with me. That's beautiful. See, nobody knows about the brown shirts. You think that's taught here, Brother Tariq? What you're giving us is so precious because the brown shirts is another thing, the Hitler movement, all that. They do these things. They got it here. Now, the thing here
They got it here.
The thing, what I'm seeing now that's going to be detrimental to Black America, period. I don't care where you're from, is the immigrant syndrome because if I could pimp, and pimping is easy, really. If I give a group of hoes $10,000 in food stamps, and I give a bunch of hoes $5,000 in food stamps, and then I give a bunch of hoes $1,000 worth of food stamps, what you think gonna happen, y'all?
Ooh, your ass is gonna be in trouble.
I just bought the other thing in simple terminology. See, that's what they done. That's all they done. That's all they done. They said, let's give this group $10,000, this group $5,000, have them fighting over why I'm getting this. In the meantime, we paying all three of them. That's what's really happening on the simple terms.
And it's been all coming out of your own account.
Now, that's where it gets deep. They pimping on. Yeah. Now, I agree with you 100%. Let's just use the term. Okay, so we got our celebrities using insurance. Insurance is pimping, actually.
That's
because
all.
I'm giving you money for protection on something I know I'm going to happen, that you know I'm going to die. You know I'm going to die.
Right.
The question, now, I'm going to tell you how I know it's pimping. Because guess what? They dropped everybody here in South Florida of hurricane insurance. Nobody here has it. It's all been dropped. Just look it up.
And they had all the pharmaceutical companies exempt from lawsuits. Until now.
Now hold on. Let's be there. Now see, I know you know about the lawsuits because y'all sent it. I'll go look it up. They same place y'all said. Why our lawyers Why Crump and them ain't taking up these cases? See, because they pay for it. They pay.
They better not.
They pay. That's my point. That's my point. Mm-hmm. See, nobody's going to say what y'all saying is wrong, but the problem is, see, we can't go into jurisdictions with our sovereignty based on the lawyers and your Bible stories, y'all. Mm-hmm. The lawyers are despised. Mm-hmm. I hate to say this. That's why Batman, if Batman was to happen tomorrow, the lawyers are in trouble. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in the Bible that the lawyers hold the key to knowledge and hinder you from getting your just due. That's what they're hindering you from. Your just
but
deserve.
Remember, these are the, remember this is how they do it, though. They get them to so-called pass the bar, which then turns them into being British.
The British
Accreditation Regency. So they're now working for the Bank of England. They're not working for you.
Now, we heard this many times. Just to show validation in the black world, I'm going to show you worshiping King Charles. They put together a show with Gayle and Charles Barkley. The name of the show is called King Charles. I say, God damn.
What?
Gayle King and Charles Barkley got a show together. They put the acronyms of their name. It's called King Charles.
That's what King Charles.
Let's go. Go look it up. Am I making this up, everybody? Go look it up.
No, I know you ain't. Yeah. I know you're
now,
not. Yeah.
Now you just said this. Now I just tell people. I said, my God. I played last week. King Charles, three divisions. His princely daddy.
Yep.
And they all said they want to come back as viruses. Everybody. Y'all not? Come on now. Come on, everybody. As viruses.
Too many people.
Who says that? Thank you, I'm not going to go there with why I think this is right. I have a frightening view, with a somewhat brightening view, but I do know that they cannot do this without calamity. It's not going to happen without calamity. Calamity must come. I don't know why. Of not able to live, and somehow this adrenaline that they know about, we all experienced it. Y'all been in stuff. I can't speak for your life, but I've been in a situation where I had to do what I had to do to live. Otherwise, it'd be a troubling situation. So you will have energy. You don't care if they big. You will think of some way to hurt somebody if necessary, because no way you're gonna live. You can't let somebody just beat you up if he's big. It's got to be weaponry. It's no way you're gonna be able to do this. That's why they had the slingshot with the Goliath. Remember, they all had weapons. He didn't actually fight. He threw some slingshot shit. Hit him. So y'all got to look at these allegoric stories that they give you in these Bibles. We fighting, actually, I hate to say this, the Wizard of Oz.
Dry bones.
The Wizard of Oz. This is a small being that is actually able to manipulate the masses. Go ahead.
That and it's funny that you would go to that biblical story, because that land that is what they call in Israel right there was the land of the Philistines. That was Philistine.
Right.
Philistine, then it was the Ottoman, then it became the Palestine. But originally, that's where David and Goliath, was, where the Philistines were.
That's right.
That's correct.
That's right. That's what I say. I just say what I know to be. These are allegoric stories. So I'm saying, okay, now they over there fighting with these weaponry. He little, this mammoth. But the same allegoric story is, perception-wise, we got this perception like this being is mammoth compared to the actual reality of it. Like, you know, they only feed off of almost like a Star Trek movie. They only feed off what we give them. If you give them all this energy, voting, without, you know, and I tell people, I say, you know, we think of some of the dumbest things. Y'all say the pen is mighty sword and all this stuff that we heard throughout life. And you say, well, we really don't even have to have a lot of bloodshed. But see, they thrive off blood, so they want us to have bloodshed. But in reality, it's just saying, I ain't participating. I'm not voting on none of y'all. Can you imagine the ramifications of what they would do if people just say, I'm not, even if you say I don't vote, But they people ain't going to do it because they got people, like y'all said earlier, brainwashed by their parents because it's a progression of brainwashing. It never stopped. It's always been. So you get people to believe in dumb shit for millennials, they'll do it. They'll kill their kids, cut their hearts out, sacrifice to whatever God they believe that this will give them what? Life everlasting. So they gave everybody this concept. Now, AI is going to be life everlasting. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this. What group of people is being told they could be hacked? Ain't nobody else. Like, they coming on, we're going to hack humans. And the humans that are hearing this ain't comprehending that a group of people said they want to hack you.
Hack humans? Is that what you're saying? Hack?
Yeah. Hack, like how you like to give your body, right, to take over your body,
yep,
to make you do what they want you to do. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I hate to say this, but this is what they planned. Now, I did not, Brother Tariq, I'm playing all the information basically from your side of the of our hemisphere. Listen to what they
you're
said.
You're telling it.
This in Berkeley, when you was young, right here in Berkeley.
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being, well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. The result would be that, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
Now, this is in Berkeley. I'm born in 1962. I come out the womb having a dude tell Berkeley, California, that I'm going to one day love being in servitude. That's why today's program is called The Land of Slavitude. But go ahead, Brother Tariq. What's your thoughts on that? That's unbelievable.
That is exactly what is in Hollywoodism, and that is exactly what is in an empire of their own. It actually explains the whole situation to you if you see it. You know, excellent videos that have been done based on books, and it tells you why these Zionist creatures do what they do and why this situation is being used as another deception, because we're coming into the new money.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think, now, again, I know everybody likes to see, I look at white people concepts a lot too. Now, some white people think the Jews are just a setup, just to make it look like, but it's more hands behind the scene. Now, I'm going to go with that premise, since nobody brought that up, just to keep the debate going. I mean, when I see the Arab nations, and I told y'all, I don't know what y'all look up, but I look up a lot of shit, and I notice when I go, because a lot of blacks going to Dubai now, I see friends I know over there, I see a lot of black. I see a lot of black people from Africa as servants or even powerful. They got on the whole garb and shit. They got on all the salt and shit. I said, wait a minute now. I think we're getting some bad PR over here, because everybody might be able, you know, white supremacy wants you to think everybody is white when they're not.
No, that's right.
Now, if you look at the facts now, if you go on the news, if you got Fire Stick, and you got all this TV shit y'all got in your house, go to Middle Eastern news.
Yep.
Or Asian news. You're going to see some shit that you'll be like, oh, my God, I'm glad we over here in some cases. That's all I'm going to say. because y'all think everything is so rosy around the world. It's not. Nope. You only see a tourist perspective. That's all you're seeing.
So
the real
you
people
see.
Living there, let's be honest, y'all. I can't speak for everybody. I'm just going to say some things. That, come on. These countries now are under pure control. I mean, pure control. I mean, I'm telling you, they got no weapons. If y'all been on any of these places, they got no weapons at all. They might got some thugs that shipping them for the gangs that got the drug scene going on, but the average citizen ain't getting weapons.
Nope.
And that's by accident or by design. Y'all got to make that choice yourself tonight. All I'm saying is, on this line, people say they for guns, not for guns. America wants you to think that everybody is being shot up. I'm telling you. And they use black actors in the rap world. Now, y'all know y'all say, oh, but I love music. But the rap world is a different type of theatrics. It's people who went to college and became gangsters. I'm going to say it one more time. It's people who went to college and then become gangsters. That don't really work out normally. Like, how you went to college, and then all of a sudden you come out now as a gangster? And this comes from the beginning, because most of these people come from good families, Jamaican background, USA background, Southern background. Everybody was not trying to kill each other in music until a certain group got their hands on this thing called rap music. Now, I'm going to go with what you said, Brother Tariq and Brother Kwame. Hope y'all listening. Let y'all jump in on this. But, I mean, where do we take the line where, okay, our people, and you over there in California, the Griffin, the area, I mean, all this symbolism in California, Queen with Cali, because they know about her. I'm telling you, we keep saying they hiding it. They're not hiding it. If you
They're
found
not hiding
it,
nothing.
I found it, and we in the same different era and same different location. Europa, we both. That now, you absolutely correct. The knowledge is there. Everybody don't gravitate to it. That's what I'm saying.
Nope.
So I'm finished with people. Yeah, they're not going to gravitate to this. It's too much.
Nope.
They too busy watching what you just said. Now, how do we break the spell? Only for ourselves first. This is my opinion. We got to break the spell for my own self. And then the family members around you, hate to say this, but they're not going to listen to half of them.
You have to start out with small committees.
Small committees.
You know, small committees in different places.
Right.
You know, 5, 6, 10 people
who start
learning the paperwork and learning who and whose we are. First of all, as the underwriter of the record, that's who we are, right? We hold all subrogated rights to the title of the cases and all the persons operating and over all the persons operating as public actors. So if that's the case, why are we not doing what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to – there's such a thing as called the Foreign Agent Registration Act. What does that mean? That means that all these British, that means all these French, That means all these Spaniards, the rest of these colonial folks, when they come here with their legal thing, they got to register with the Secretary of State.
Now, that's why I said
this. Do they do that? No, they don't
do
it. That's what
they broke the code. Now, they broke this code. Let's go with the reality, what you're saying. I'm not going to
say.
Let's go with the pirates. Let's go with pirate law. If the pirates, with the Secretary of State, remember now, we said that we go to the Secretary of State. I heard all that is legit. It's even in certain constitutions to write this stuff. They tell you, send it to this person, all that. Now, they don't even respond. Like you said, they don't respond. They give you a lollygag time frame. They don't tell you what you're going to get. Now, I've witnessed people in different areas of jurisdiction. Georgia and them was teaching this stuff about staying in people's houses and so forth like that. It was done here in Broward County. If you leave your house, vagrant law, I can come in as long as I keep the property up and do this and that. It was working. It had some people was in houses. I ain't making this up. They even got people now on YouTube that battles the cops. Say, well, I'm not getting out. What you? It's all over the place. It's not like it's hidden. They got everywhere that you could go on the social media that somebody taped themselves and interacted with a cop. Now, we just had a rogue cop here in South Florida. These Spanish people did it. Spanish people doing it, too. They had these cops in Miami. He asked them, why are you detaining me? This dude still detained them. I ain't making this up. Go look it up. It's all out there.
Yep.
He still detained them for no reason. I'm like, well, damn. I'm like, well, God, no. So you got now thugs. Thugs are now the police, even though they were thugs from the get-go. But thugs now don't know no law. They're not even lawyers. First of all, they can't administer law. Tell me if I'm lying.
They don't care.
They can't administer law because they're not lawyers. They're what they call the administrators to whatever. They're like they go-betweens. And they're called constables on patrol. That's what a cop is, constables on patrol.
And that's why they're so easy to take down, because they must be registered with the Secretary of State as well, and they are a public servant. And they must respond to you. You are the one paying their salary, buying their houses, buying their cars. You're the one, not them.
You're not making this up. I'm just saying this so people get some validation to all this. That there's YouTubers, and I've seen a bunch of people. Joseph L. used to do it. We used to have Bay. What's his name? Bay. He used to come around and said the same thing. We had a whole bunch of bays back in the day. It was bays. They were everywhere. They were coming to the cities, and I understand. Boom. Now, I said to myself, that's just going, I don't know if it's how easy this is, but it has legitimacy because guess what? White Anglo-Saxon, the Protestant movements, they all were saying the same thing. That's why Ruby Ridge, remember Ruby Ridge, everybody? Now, I'm going to show you that, what the sovereignty thing did, because remember, they didn't really go kill a bunch of blacks. You know what they killed? They killed them whites. White people.
Yep.
Ruby Ridge.
And if they killed them, they ain't worried about you.
Thank you. I'm glad you said it for me. I said, well, damn. They went to the Dravidians. Remember David Koresh?
Yeah.
David Koresh had an ATL license to sell weapons. I hope y'all do know that. I look up these court cases.
Right. That's right.
So, that's why they got the law able to go in and get him, because of that. The Yahwehs, I'm very familiar with that one. They said RICO statute.
FBI involved.
Yeah, RICO statute. Once the FBI involved, I didn't know what RICO was. I experienced RICO firsthand, and they could come in and just disrupt everything. So get
everything.
Now, my thing is this. At the time of me learning this stuff, I watched Malachi York. Another one, sovereignty. They went in Georgia, got him. I'm saying to people out there, I don't know if the pirates respect this law. It's amity law. It's land. It's water law on the land. Look like that's what's happening. So confiscation at sea seems like be confiscation on land now. That's what I'm saying. What y'all think? Y'all let me know what y'all think.
Here's how you handle it.
How you handle pirates?
You bring it back on the land. You put it in the public record. And you let them do everything for you.
because they will always refuse to respond because they think they don't have to. You see, this is the corporatism.
Now, that's what I'm saying. Now, the part I'm with you on is okay, they say they dead, a corpse, we corpse. That's why I said servitude. Mm-hmm. Actually, that book I just said with the engineer with the Vatican, they created this corp dead law. Now, I'm saying to myself, I hate to say that we have magnified this thing, but it's almost like zombie law now. It's like they've given us a zombie law mentality. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, and I know it's going to hurt a lot of people. But luckily, I had this man. He's dead now. This man's dead. And before the show go, I got to play this because this is something that we don't have so many great people on the show. But this was a senator. We had a senator, and he was with the Patriots. I was with Antoinette and Sister Ngoni, all y'all out there, Ron Rex, and it was a whole Brother West with all the, you remember Brother West, remember all them, Mr. Talk. We all had these radical groups coming on these shows that had some validity, but the Patriot movement, everybody saw how organized. Tampa was into the Patriot movement, all the Tampas, middle of Florida. That's how I met so many of y'all in the middle of Florida. I said, man, when Obama came in, did y'all notice he went after them? He went after them. Them out. He went taxes. Now, y'all just watched. Y'all just said Obama is actually the name. His name is Barack. The Barack in Islamic terms, go look it up. We'll punch in Barack with an Islamic dictionary and see what comes up. Thank you, Brother D from St. Louis, on that one, because they ain't going to look it up. If you don't look it up, then you thought he was talking crazy. So Barack in Islamic terminology is a whole different thing. Now, here's a senator. A senator came on our show, and I said, man, Brother Ray, you was on the show. Brother Ray Fauntleroy was on the show. Y'all who helped get him on that program that day, that man was killed for saying this on our, not just our program, but he came on and said it on there. I'm going to get that archive for everybody. Mm-hmm. Look what he said. Look what he said. And not one black congressional black caucus member came to his rescue. Not one.
Nope. I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government. They control both members of the House and the Senate. They have us involved in wars of which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over these wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted. And if they don't beat you at the poll, they'll put you in prison. It's an objective assessment that no one will have the courage to speak about. They're controlling much of our foreign policy. They're influencing much of our domestic policy. Wolfowitz, as Undersecretary of Defense, manipulated President Bush, number two, back into Iraq. Yep. They pushed definitely to try and get Bush before he left to move into Iran. We're conducting expansionist policy of Israel, and everybody's afraid to say it. They control much of the media. They control much of the commerce of the country. And they control powerfully both bodies of the Congress. They own the Congress.
Are you an anti-Semite?
No, I'm not. That's exactly what they're going to say. And I expect that. What I am is an American. You see, I think America comes first. And we have a one-sided foreign policy in the Mideast. Greta, I'm saying this. America is in danger if America doesn't take back the government without foreign interference.
Come on.
Now, y'all said, foreign interference, that's a Foreign Enemy Act that's been definitely screwed over. Of course, the show is now off, so I'm only going to go, the show is official. I have no problem with it.
Trading with the Enemy Act.
Yeah, trading with the Enemy Act. And all that you said, that was Senator Traficant. Senator Traficant. He was killed.
From Ohio, he got killed. Yeah. They killed him.
Yeah, they're talking about his tractor fell on him. He a farmer.
Right. His tractor fell on him, man. That's, brother.
Yeah, I've been driving tractors all my life, and this time the tractor falls on me. Okay. Now, this is what we're going through, y'all. Now, you've been warned. And you don't think that Maxine Waters heard that? She's in power with him. He said he named Bush. You don't think Condoleezza Rice don't know? You don't think Colin Powell don't know? They used
every one of them.
Yep. They used a blackface to say weapons of mass destruction. Knew they were lying.
That's right. Come on.
Knew they were lying. And yet
they did it all.
Yet you hear in America, y'all got mad at the spell. Now I told people, I said, man, they don't even know witchcraft or spellcraft. He said, "Make America Great Again." Look at the name, MAGA.
Right.
I said, "Damn,
MAGA."
I said, "Now ain't that strange? They don't like MAGA, but you love Megatron,
right?
You love all the Megatron and all this Mega this. Yet, Make America Great Again was accurate. Now, when you look up America, guarantee you, you will see under all the seals the Native Americans.
That's right. All of us.
Now, how this could be overlooked, I don't even know. That means we got a bad teaching system here, and that means that we haven't taught any of our people. That's why homeschoolers were – the homeschool is finished now. They're going to use AI. If you teachers don't get involved immediately in the self-education of meaning –
they're going to take it from them.
They're going to take it from you. Because you're not being innovative enough to come up with the concept that they either these kids are definitely not learning what even the slave, our slave mentality of people were smarter than today. That's a fact. They were more innovative. They were more innovative.
Right.
And then before I even let y'all go and say more, y'all don't even know when people say stuff to tell you, y'all get mad. I keep telling you, I said, well, damn, maybe I'm wrong. But I could have sworn when I read these books by A.J. Rodge and all them, when they told, they said that, and definitely the great Masonic writer of the Civil War, he put all together all these rituals. He black. I said, well, damn, what's going on here? But to see that the money that blacks was able to create after slavery, was that's where that Renaissance came. They were the richest group in America.
Right.
The richest group in America. Now, what happened between that, that's up to the debate. But I want Brother Kwame and Brother Tariq to come back on and keep telling and give those you got the Brother Say D and all y'all. Appreciate you joining tonight. But I just want y'all to know that we hold these key because, think about it, we've been told a lie for so long that you said, Brother Tariq, we believe this lie now.
That's
like,
right.
They don't know all this history that y'all been saying tonight because it's been made to what y'all said, dumbed down. How do we beat that now? What's your take on what's necessary?
Well, you talked about it earlier in the show about the Boule and those people who set us off and sent us across the ocean, like some of our ancestors did earlier. To other peoples here, send them across the ocean to Europa and to Al-Kabalan, you know. And so what they're doing is they're literally, you know, continuing to colonize the people. First of all, you colonize them. That means you get control of their colon. They don't get to eat like they used to. So now their brain up top is delusional. They don't get it. They don't know what to do. They're upset. They follow. They do what they're told, whatever. You know, and this is how colonialism works, folks. I've seen it all over the planet, you know. And it's a mindset that they're dealing. That's why they use Operation Mockingbird and Project Monarch, MK Ultra on the people so much. That's what's been doing. They've been practicing on it since the 1950s, you know.
And we're going to leave on that note, the 1950s, 1962, y'all went through a whole litany of era. I thank you, Brother Tariq, and all you on this line tonight. Y'all went through a litany of all dimensions of eras, and to see where you at today, and let you know there's nothing new under the helios.
Under the helios.
Until next week, y'all. Much love.